Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a flirt. Soon as I see her walk up in the club, I'm a flirt. Winking eyes at me when I roll up on them dubs, I'm a flirt. Sometimes when I'm with my chick on the low, I'm a flirt. And when she's with a man looking at me, damn right, I'm a flirt. So homie, don't bring your girl to me, because I'm a flirt. And baby, don't bring your girlfriend to eat, because I'm a flirt. Please believe it, unless your game is tight and you trust her, then don't bring around me, because I'm a flirt. Now swear to tell the truth and the whole truth. When it comes to hoes, I be pimping like I supposed to, rolling like I supposed to, shining like I supposed to, in the club fucking with honeys like I supposed to. I don't understand when a nigga bring his girlfriend to the club, freaking all on the floor with his girlfriend in the club, and wonder why all these players trying to holler at her. Just soon as she go to the bathroom, nigga, I'm gon' holler at her. A dog on the prowl when I'm walking through the mall. If I could, man, I probably would work with all of y'all. Yeah, yeah, homie, you say she your girlfriend, but when I step up to her, I'ma be like cousin. Believe me, man, this is how them players do it in the shop. And plus, we got them player at flirters in the shop. Now, the moral of the story is cuff your bitch, cause, hey, I'm black, got on my face, plus I'm rich, and I'm a hurt.
Hey, homie, you ain't getting no money, you better keep away from me.
Well, if you love your girl, I wanna keep your girl. Hope you walking up and ask me to meet your girl, because I'm well enough to flirt when I see the girl. She went the eyes on the slide, I see your girl. Better treat your girl right, cause another man will. Better eat your girl like another man will, cause you need your wife and I see your wife. Let me for real, how long you think it's finna be your wife? When I'm living the life, you just getting it right. Yo, lady, look at me cause you ain't hitting it right. She probably used to like you cause you the business type, but that's until I came along and put some dick in the light. When I seen how that ass look at dick in the light, I know that she was checking me and digging the ice. Hey, if I get that tonight, better hit that twice. I can even make a mind if I hit that right. You know, smack that thing, hit that right. On that dresser, yeah, that's right. Pulling on her hair like we're getting in a fight. Yeah, I know it's kinda tight, but it'll swear just right. So if your girl sexy and she passed me, don't be upset, D, cause you might catch me trying to catch a glance up a skirt, then we're clan in reverse. That's a thing, I'm like a
damn. Let's go, y'all.
When I pull up to the club, all the shouters be like,
damn,
28, hey. Then I be like, girl, you know just who I
am, don't
hate, hey. See, I done fell in love with a stripper, y'all. All I do is flirt with her and I get them draws. And I don't need no help, I got it down pack. Said if pain was born to flirt, now you can't down that. Now I'm a forever, I'm in or out of town. That's why they call me Steady Fender and I be like, oh, I'ma see ya, only mama me, I'm on pain. What is your name? I'm feeling your vibe and I'm hoping you feel the same. I'ma wink my eye and let you know I got the game. When I pass by, I know exactly what you say. He's
walk up in the club, I'm a flirt. When you're eyes at me when I roll up on them dubs, I'm a flirt. Sometimes when I'm with my chick on the low, I'm a flirt. And when she's with a man looking at me, damn right, I'm a flirt. So homie, don't bring your girl to me, because I'm a flirt. And baby, don't bring your girlfriend to eat, because I'm a flirt. Please believe it, unless your game is tight and you trust her, then don't bring around me, because I'm a flirt. Now if you walk up in the club with a bad chick and she looking at me, then I'm gon' hit. Man, jacking for chicks, I tried to quit it, but I'm a player, homie, so I had to hit it. While you buying her drinks in the club, acting like you in love, starting like you all thug, we were switching numbers. She looking at you when I walk by, you turn your head, she wink her eye. I can't help it if she checking for a platinum type of guy. She be calling me daddy, and I be calling her mommy. She be calling you Kelly, when your name is Tommy. Bring them round me. Let me remind you that I am the king of R&B. Do you know what that means? That means if you love your chick, don't bring her to the VIP, cause I might leave with your chick. Just keeping it real, my nigga, it's a player's feel, my nigga. Don't take no bitch to the club when you just met her, my nigga, cause I'ma flirt with her, and he gon' flirt with her. And if she looking that good shit, she gon' flirt with her.
I'ma flirt. Soon as I see her walk up in the club, I'ma flirt.
Oh, yeah.
When I roll up in the club,
I'ma flirt.
Sometimes
yeah.
When I'm with my chick on the low,
I'ma flirt.
And when she's with a man looking at me, damn right,
I'ma flirt.
So homie, don't bring your girl
ooh
to me,
T-Pain. Ladies, if your man ain't hitting it right, just call his number on the screen. I'll be at your rescue.
Why the fuck these niggas wanna go against the grain? Yeah. Why the fuck these niggas wanna drag a nigga name? Yeah. True story. Woo. I know some niggas who hurt me.
They hurt me.
A couple bitches who hurt me.
They hurt me.
The jury don't want me to make it.
Make
it. The DA, I know that he working.
Oh, he working.
Prosecutors wanna help me.
What?
I'm hoping they don't do me dirty.
Do me dirty.
It's 40, I got the bitch dirty. Shoot on go, he shoot perfect.
What?
I got 100 on me.
On me.
Devil ride me in my sleep.
Oh, he do.
I break a bitch in a week. Little bitch, I'm not what you think.
Nah.
I stood in the field with my hitters. I kept that rocket on me.
I do.
Hate that I had to get rid of my niggas. I heard that we're plotting on me.
Oh, it's true.
For the love of money, my homies ain't turned they back. Same niggas, they still on me on the pack. Say they gon' check me. My closest friends, I knew since we was kids. Say they gon' whack me. But I ain't lying, I'm slanging nine. And bitch, they know that, so get at me. Everybody ain't your friend. Everybody ain't your partner. Everybody ain't no real nigga. If I say I got you, I got you. When it's fucked up and get fucked up, just hold it down and keep it solid. And when you're not around, I protect your name. I won't let a nigga talk about you. Everybody ain't your friend. Everybody ain't your partner. Everybody ain't no real nigga. If I say I got you, I got you. When it's fucked up and get fucked up, just hold it down and keep it solid. And when you're not around, I protect your name. I won't let a nigga talk about you. I would've killed for you niggas. Now I can't deal with you niggas. Talking to the grill reaper. Finna get rid of you niggas. So sick of these niggas. Claiming they hitters and killers. Showing out for them bitches. Flexing on Instagram pictures.
You a duck with it on my life. On my mama, we gon' be straight.
My partner looked me in my face before I took that case.
And what he do?
Then a nigga turned state. Other homie turned snake. But I can't be real with these niggas. How could they do me that way?
Yeah.
I was broke in a bitch, oh, I'm hustling, I'm on my grind, yeah. Work my way up to a quarter pound, selling dime bags. I spent 250 for the sheet. It's on the crook, I'm hitting leaf. My nigga hit me for some zip. Shouldn't have showed him word either. Everybody ain't your friend. Everybody ain't your partner. Everybody ain't no real nigga. If I say I got you, I got you. When it's fucked up and get fucked up, just hold it down and keep it solid. And when you're not around, I protect your name. I won't let a nigga talk about you. Everybody ain't your friend. Everybody ain't your partner. Everybody ain't no real nigga. If I say I got you, I got you. When it's fucked up and get fucked up, just hold it down and keep it solid. And when you're not around, I protect your name. I won't let a nigga talk about you. Have you ever gave your last $20 to a nigga that you love? And that same nigga you call your partner talk about you dragging lanes through the mud.
Chicago, Illinois. Welcome to the Big Eddie Klotsoff Motor City Mafia Grudge Race Show. Hit the one button and let yourself be heard.
Friday, 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 you can satisfy. Hey, what's going on, everybody? Hope everybody doing fine. Oh boy, getting a phone call. Let me hold y'all. Just hold on a minute. Let me get y'all back. It's okay. Everything okay? Everybody there? Well, I'm hoping for a little support tonight. Y'all been doing good about giving me support all the other night. A little something heavy on my mind tonight, so I turn the show on because I know some people be on here. A lot of people come on just to talk and have their fun and actually want the show get going. I just let it run itself. Y'all been doing real good about coming in and helping me. Well, tonight I hope somebody come in and help me. If somebody want to have a show tonight, I'll just work the board. Not going on right now. But I ain't want to let you guys down. So probably a whole lot of talking with me tonight. I won't be that much. So is anybody out there want to come in and host the show tonight? Hit the one button. No volunteers yet. I don't see none of my co-hosts popping in. But, you know, I don't know if we're going to carry on tonight, but, man, for the last couple of days, and ever since Ryan made that statement and put war on Detroit, the phones are real busy on the shows and on the back line. So we're going to see what happens tonight. Uh-oh, what the hell that happened to my board? All of a sudden I had a whole new page jump up in front of my board. It's been a while since I've been home and got a chance to use my computer again. Well, I don't have to have my phone for doing everything. But yeah, y'all, I'm at home right now, so. Hell, I don't really know what to talk about. My head foggy in the motherfucker right now, y'all. I apologize. But it seems like this is going to be something else. Talk is good, and I don't think it's just talk. Chicago has called the war out, all-out war with Detroit. And Detroit is responding. They definitely responded. They ain't taking it lightly. So all we can do is sit back and see how it goes. Yes, sir. Normally I have my boy Kid on here. Chuck, you know, he sometimes he around, then he not around. But he always good. Chuck, all right. So if I can call him. Anybody out there want an opportunity and to be a host for the night? Come on with it. Or if you don't want to be a host for the night, at least you can come on and strike some conversation with me. It might can clear my head up, and it might turn out to be good. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's so much going on, but yet I can't pull a gun out of my head. A lot of shit talking. I definitely want to give Von a congratulations. That man bought a grudging belt back to Chicago. Man, that ain't happened in a while. Yes, sir. That's a nice reward for him. He did get busy all last year. You know, so rightfully so, he earned it. Other than that, where y'all at? Somebody come on in here. We got quite a bit of people on this phone now. I know somebody willing to come talk with me. There you go, my main man.
What's up, Big Eddie?
What's going on? What's up, kid? How you feel, man?
Yeah, not much. Pretty good, pretty good. Yep, and yourself?
Well, I'm doing all right, man.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. Was you around looking at any of that traffic today?
What traffic?
Between Chicago and Detroit, Ryan Brown blowing
oh,
up.
Oh, no. Not today. I heard some last night.
Yeah.
Yeah, looks like Ryan called. He got everybody on lock. Got them over there in Detroit.
I heard that Detroit, I wasn't on the line. I heard Detroit call back today and I had some things to say about it.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, sir.
Shit.
I don't know what all they had to say about it, but they said, yes, sir.
Makes for a good racing round.
Yeah.
Yep.
I sure like to know what all the rules are.
Yeah. I say all they got to do is get about five or six cars from Detroit and five or six cars from Chicago and throw them in a bucket. Got them and made the best man win.
Oh, we got a hand up. 708. 5609, who we got?
The Boogeyman.
Oh.
What up, kid?
Hey, Els.
Hey, what up, baby? How you doing, man?
Pretty good. What's happening?
That's good. Everybody wore out from all that signifying and shit they've been doing all day.
Yeah, I would imagine so.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, they throwing low blows, uppercuts.
Kidney punches, all kind of shit, huh?
Ooh, they dirty than a motherfucker with that shit. I say, boy, the people from Izzy and I told me, y'all cutting up too motherfucking much for me.
I heard that.
You motherfuckers terrible. Yeah, I told you motherfuckers terrible.
They got to be rubbing you backed up.
Man, I tell you, that shit they do, all them low blows and pulling people's skirt up and shit and all that.
Yeah.
You motherfucker terrible.
Yeah,
these motherfuckers.
Man, please.
Yeah, these motherfuckers.
You got 7829-78 joining us, y'all.
Hey, Leroy.
Yes, sir.
In my OC Lee voice, they bad acting.
Bad acting, baby. Yeah, these
yes,
motherfuckers.
Indeed, they bad acting.
Man. Yeah, hey, how you doing?
Everything's good, man.
Okay, you got this. Oh, hey, what up, man?
What's going on, man?
Man,
what's going on, Eric?
Over there doing, he got that thing over there doing push-ups.
Yeah, he got a little bit more tweaking to do.
I hear you. You going to cut you somebody across the head.
Yeah, she always got more left in her.
I heard that.
Yeah.
Goddamn eggs say unlimited power.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that's what's up. Yeah.
Ryan,
you know, we
out there starting trouble, huh?
I don't know about Ryan. I know everybody else been. Everybody else been humbugging. Goddamn Ryan been trying to fight.
Goddamn
five motherfuckers.
Father Ryan, the ring leader.
Yes, sir. I just didn't want to say no names, you know.
Yeah. It'll be a hell of a season, like I said. You know, five or six cars and put them in a hat, goddamn it, and shake them out and see what's what.
Yeah, let it shake out.
Mm-hmm.
See what happens.
Yep.
As long as you got an even number of cars, you know.
Right, exactly.
So somebody's going to be a winner, somebody's going to be a loser. Chicago or Detroit.
All the time. Yep. Yeah, they can stop all that.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir. Yeah. How you coming, E? You ready for the season?
You know. I always stay ready, man.
I know that's right.
Yeah.
Eric, you going to try to go down to Steele, Alabama for Bobby Cole race?
Nah, I ain't going to make it down there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I definitely got to work.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, got to work. Probably ain't going to do that much traveling this year. I'll try to do some.
Mm-hmm.
What we regard to as local tracks, you know, Detroit, you know, Michigan and
mm-hmm.
stuff like that.
Yeah.
They said, you ain't got to go far to get some action.
Nope. Mm-mm.
That's if people want to race you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we got another hand up, y'all. 773-3229. Your mic is open.
What's up, family? How y'all doing?
What's going on, man?
Good.
What's going on? Everything good over here?
Yeah.
Good as can be expected.
Yeah. They dropped that video of them cops and that boy down in Memphis.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's still hard to watch, man.
Yeah, I ain't saw it.
You ain't saw it yet?
Nah. All I could do is wish him the best, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, anybody that's working downtown, mm-hmm. you know, full-fledged tonight.
Yeah.
I heard they're already trying to start something.
What, downtown Chicago?
Yeah, they going to start looting. You know, that's the normal.
Yeah, well, they look for anything, goddamn.
Right.
They can get started doing something. Shit, that was in the back of their mind anyway.
Right.
Oh, yeah, you know.
Yeah. They got nothing to do with what happened down there. They
exactly. Right.
Well, you know, the police against civilians, I guess.
Yeah,
that's how they want to put it. What's up, Aunt? How you feeling?
Hey, you got it, man. How you doing?
I'm all right.
Nephew, you been staying out the way of all that lip boxing?
Oh, I ain't talking.
Oh, that's good.
I got a good uncle and anything that can do that for me. I ain't got to argue with
you. There you go. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, man. You know... Because when we go out there here, we swinging for the fence. They about not run out of air with all that. Man, we swinging for the fence. Got down here and go clean over that fence.
Hey, I ain't gotta say nothing. They already. I just tell everybody, you know, don't get in your feelings about this stuff, you know, because it's just racist.
Yep, I know they didn't went all up between each other's legs now, so it's damn so personal, motherfucker. They man, they grabbing nuts and the pile up everything. Man.
I had heard about it. I wasn't on, but I had heard about it. That's a little rough for me. I ain't getting all that.
Man. Shit.
That's y'all whole podcast that we doing all that.
Oh, shit. So is Jeremiah old or new?
I don't know. I thought I seen something about Jeremiah. Said he's about 38, right?
No, answer my question.
Nephew.
Answer the question.
He in that in-between, you know, he old enough to rock with y'all.
He considers himself new school.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, not the Jeremiah.
Hey, Jeremiah say he swang both ways, too. Is that new school
man.
Shit?
I can't believe it. No, he can't do that.
That's some new school shit there.
I don't know. I don't know what that means. I don't know what that means, but I'm just saying what I'm hearing. I ain't saying nothing. I don't know what it means. You know, the fella I ain't with me, but I be hearing shit be going in many directions. In that new school.
It takes Shorty to tell you about that.
Nephew.
Yes, best breed.
Nephew that got off the phone.
Nah, I'm right here. I was just digging in his bag. I ain't want to have
is that new school, nephew? Or is that old school?
Man. Jeremiah cool, man. He don't do none of that. He's a good guy.
I didn't say he was a bad guy. But, you know, you shifted the weight on the old players. You know, and the old players, I don't know. But,
I ain't no
it's going to be all right.
In the middle of that stuff, man.
No, I ain't saying he is. I ain't pointing no fingers, but I don't know. But when you split the pot up and you talk about old and new school, you know, shit can go both ways. Shit can get thrown on everybody.
Yeah, I feel you on that.
Yeah, so when you try to split the pot, that's when shit get all ragged. And technically, the old schoolers will kill the new schoolers for real. But, you know,
if you look at it, y'all got all the knowledge. Y'all got all the tricks and trades and stuff. But we ain't far behind y'all, to tell you that.
Well, I feel you, nephew. I ain't going to debate with you, but like I said, the old schoolers are killed the new schoolers. That's all I said. But it's going to be all right, though, baby. Like they say, catch up, come on, french fries. You know.
Nah, kid, I know you. Kid, you agreeing with this stuff, man? Kid, you agreeing with this? You agreeing with this?
I ride with the old school.
Your ass work.
It ain't no secret. It ain't no secret. Just like I ride with Michael Jordan over LeBron James.
That's the right thing to do.
That's gonna take over the show again. We ain't gotta go for that. Y'all got about.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, I know that's your man. You know, I know that's your man. He good.
I'm just saying, y'all got about. Hey, Big Eddie, they got about. I say 10 more games. And it ain't gonna be no question then.
Oh man.
10 more games about what?
Hey, Peter.
About who the best
10 more games
is.
About what?
Until you realize who the undisputed king is.
Man, please.
Hey, P-Man. Hey, P-Man,
I'm
going to
tell your dad
life,
on you
because
you're dreaming. You're dreaming.
You
got
real
life,
P-Man. You learn from good people like your daddy and your Uncle Leroy and stuff like that to get where you're at. And then as time come, things change and you learn from technology. You might be a little quicker on that technology. But back from where we come, we didn't have all that technology. We just know how to make raw horsepower.
Yeah. See, I ain't, Uncle said he ain't want to get into no debate about it, so I ain't want to go ahead and clip his wings. But, you know.
Yeah.
Hey, if we go to the track and we just go ahead and shake down like that, your brother, if he ain't got his glasses on, he can't see that computer. So I win that automatically.
Oh, man.
That's a technical foul there. Nephew, that's a technical foul there.
Hey, I got to get it.
Below the belt. Below the belt.
Man, that was a kidney punch.
He rolled off feelings. He be rolling off feelings a lot. I don't go like that.
Yeah.
He'd be like, ready or not, here I come. Yeah, he can't hold his muse, so that's a technical foul, nephew. Nephew off in the bush. You say you got to get a punch in wherever you can throw it, huh?
Hey. I ain't gonna be able to whoop that man head up, but I know if he put some bogus in there and he ain't got his glasses to fix it, oh yeah.
He said it's going on. But then you gotta lock the garage up then. y'all be goddamn it booby trapping and everything up in that motherfucker.
Yeah, so look, what I'm going to do, but see, he do too many things at once. I'm going to just blame it on him, man. You had your glasses last. Ain't my fault.
You going to tell me he had the glasses last?
Yeah, that's on you. That's on you, Bo. That's on you, Bounty.
I heard that. What's going on, man?
Yeah.
Yeah, where your people at, man? In the bushes? Hey, what up, Chuck?
There he is. They got another one right there.
What up? I got to holler at my man. Fuck Big Eddie, but I'm going to holler at you.
What's up,
man?
Ain't shit going on. Just call and check in and see what's going on, what kind of lies everybody telling tonight. You know.
Hey, Chuck, these motherfuckers been gangbanging. You been gangbanging with them?
Man, look, you know I game bang by my motherfucking self, and I got the shit to bag it up.
I heard that.
Oh, shit.
You know, I don't need an army of motherfuckers to tell me what to do.
Yes, sir. I hear you.
Boy, no, I ain't game banging, Leroy. I'm sitting my ass down right now. That's all.
It's been a lot of subliminal shit being thrown around out here. And
that's all the time, you know.
Hey,
you just gotta sit. You gotta sit and wait your turn and wait for somebody to say the wrong shit. That's all. Because they gonna say the wrong shit.
They've been saying it. I've been hearing it. Hey, but like I say, goddamn, they throwing it. I've been hearing it. And I receive it, you know. And at the end of the day, we're going to be dead off in that rain humbug.
Yeah, well, hey, as long as they get it on, I'm cool. I want to see it.
97-26, your mic is open.
I don't know who that is, man.
Hey, Chuck,
I need you to leave that motherfucking basement door unlocked so I can come get that big ass TV and one of them motherfucking leather sofas.
That sound like money.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's money. Hey, dog, you can't. Hey, money, you know you can't even get in my motherfucking yard without.
What up,
Chuck sitting on soft ass leather watching a drive in movie screen talking about waiting on the game. Yeah, me too,
you,
motherfucker.
You got there. Hey, I'll be that same way Sunday.
Hell yeah. Get a chance to watch the Bengals lock their foot in motherfucking Kansas City ass.
Hey.
Oh, man.
Nah, I think the Bengals might lose that one.
Bengals in San Francisco all day.
Kansas City, I got them to go all the way out the back door.
Oh, they ain't going out the back door. Bengals in San Francisco.
I mean, it's Cincinnati
and who? I said Cincinnati and San Francisco.
Damn, you ain't got no respect for the Eagles and Big Fletch?
Fletch got a fast car. That's it. He don't do shit for football
more.
Get out of here, man.
He a motherfucking has been now. They lucky they renewed his contract.
Oh, man.
Gee, that's kind of rough, Chuck.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Eddie, I follow football all day, Eddie.
Yeah, but their defense is still awesome.
You could talk shit to everybody. Now, he a hell of a player. But you could talk that shit to motherfuckers that's going to listen. Motherfuckers that know better.
Yeah, but ain't that Eagle defense kind of awesome?
Player. Huh?
Ain't that whole defense kind of awesome? For the Eagles.
San Francisco is.
Okay.
They okay, San Francisco, but they
the
ain't got it.
If the Bengals get around Kansas City, I got them all the way out the back door.
Okay,
if they win,
just call me and me and you can make a little honestly soft friend bet.
Honest friendly wager.
Yes,
I do that with you, Chuck.
Yeah, I know you. I know you will. All the rest of them motherfuckers got to bring their money to me.
Well, if I lose, hell, you ain't got to look for me. I'm going to make sure I pay my debt.
I
don't want no bad motherfucking reputation on the street.
Hey, if you was in motherfucking Hawaii or wherever you were, I would have sent you a motherfucking certified Mexican money to make sure you had your money the next day.
Man.
Hey, Chuck. There's a lot of motherfuckers got good credit with me. I'm going to tell you, Mr. B, and a couple other motherfuckers, just pay me when you see me. It ain't no rush. It ain't like you finna move out the country or what a small-ass bet. So, shit, pay me when you see me.
If I lose any bet, I'm going to call a motherfucker how you want your money.
Yep.
PayPal, the girl I'm going to pay to bring it and then try to get my money back, all that shit.
Hey, money.
Yeah, what up, Big Eddie?
Hey, money. That goddamn Chuck, you better watch him, man, because when I pay, when he owe me, goddamn it, he walk around the track and he ain't see me. But when he beat me, goddamn it, I send him that money like a slot machine, man. He still say he got it in the county too much.
You still owe me $20. hey, money. That motherfucker sent me $1. He sent me $1. And it's still 96 cents in my PayPal account.
All right, come on with the music.
Who
got the music? Who got the music? Come on now.
Wow.
He owed me $1 and they paid me 96 cents because they didn't send it as a gift. So they took 4 cents out of that dollar. It's 96 cents there. I don't even know what the fuck to do with it.
Hey, money. I said I paid. Hey, money. I said I paid like a slot machine. It was all
it
was all coins.
He paid. It's just how he paid.
He said he paid like a slot machine. It was all coins.
All pennies.
Hey,
Money, I don't know where you've been, but they look like they trying to kick up a little shit around here. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, Chuck, I took the wife on a cruise, man, for her birthday. Got on the motherfucker's cruise
Big
ship and ran into DMX. Me and DMX
what's
on
going
the kicking. Yep.
Oh,
hey, Big
Lord.
Eddie.
Yeah, hold on. They talking.
Go ahead.
No, I'm just coming through, just putting everybody on notice. That's all.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man,
that's
right. How much?
Look, it wouldn't be right if I ain't come on here and put everybody notice on your show. I done went from north, south, east, and west.
Yes, sir. I heard you.
One thing I got to say, boy, when you do come out, you better show and prove it. Your ass is gonna be fucked up.
Good evening. Good evening.
You better come out swinging hard, boy, because if not, boy, they going to ride your ass so hard, right?
Well, you know, hey, look, can't ride it no harder than what y'all did before.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but you made motherfuckers ride you before. You doing it all over again,
no,
too.
No, but listen to this, though. But I made people get off of me, too. You always have to remember that.
Oh.
Yeah, you made some of them get off of you. I wanted your ass back then. I wanted you so
weak. Yeah, but y'all, what y'all had, the silver, what y'all call that car? Silver bullet?
Silver bullet, yeah. You kept on saying, wait a minute.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you
I know
did.
One time
yeah,
y'all
tried
to, nah, you know, I ain't going to make up nothing. You know, y'all didn't want to run
Come
me
on.
With that car. So y'all put that other call me.
What other call?
The one, I think it was the Hulk, the real Hulk.
No, we wasn't trying to run you with that call. We was going to run you with Silver Bullet.
No.
Might have said that, but I never said that. I'd have ran you with Silver Bullet.
Yeah, I sure was waiting. But y'all have a...
Vic, y'all still got that car?
No, we sold it. That car long ago.
Oh, okay.
Hey, after they whooped me that night, I came back over. I told man, I will not drive this motherfucker again. Sell this motherfucker.
I don't know why not. That car was a nice car.
It was a nice car, but that motherfucker was too much of a hit or miss. I made 3 sweet passes that day, but I blame the tuner, to be honest. But I made 3 passes that day. Get up there for that money and blow the fucking tires clean off the fucking car.
Oh, man.
I remember that day.
Yeah.
That's the first time I ever seen Vic take his glasses off.
Oh, man.
Wipe the sweat off his forehead,
Man, I was mad as a motherfucker.
Hey, Vic, you shouldn't
you
feel
what?
Bad. Look who the fuck you racing, man. You shouldn't feel bad. They ain't no pushover, man. You get whooped by Zay, you just say, well, I'll come back another day.
Oh, man, not for Giotto.
No, you should have seen how that race was, man. It was fucked up.
Yeah.
Fucked up.
I don't mind losing out there. I hate losing right off the go.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you don't even got a fucking chance. But hey, it is what it is. We lost, but
that's right.
It's 2 things a motherfucker hates: throwing off your money. You gonna red light or you gonna knock the tires off? You got no chance,
man. No chance at all.
Better call one that day.
Yeah, it did. Mm-hmm. It did.
That's where
sure
it go.
That don't where that don't go? Matter who the fuck you race. You just don't want to lose like that. Shit happens.
Right. I'd rather you beat me on out there. Now that race, me and Day Day, I ain't got a problem with that. That was a race.
Yeah. Yeah.
All, hey,
but you know Eddie don't
down
Eddie don't. Eddie don't know nothing about that because his ass ain't going to never bring that slow-ass shit out no more.
But I got shit out there, Chuck. That's the thing. I ain't got to have that one out there. I got shit out there.
Motherfucker, when you come, bring them all. Bring them all. Bring your whole fucking camp like you're supposed to do. You tell a motherfucker, take care of this car, you take care of this car, you take care of this car. And have them all ready.
Oh, yeah, that's the plan. That's the plan.
Big Eddie, you back home?
Yeah, I came home before yesterday.
Oh, okay. That's good. That's good, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, but no, I like that out you, big old Mr. Ryan. I like you coming back and getting out there, making these boys get in line. I just got to see if these boys going to do some racing.
Yeah, that's it.
Little bit of shit I heard, Vic, they trying to race, you know?
Yeah, they trying. They locking in. Yeah, they locking in.
They got their first chance down in Alabama. So,
yes, sir. Yes, sir.
See how they roll.
Right.
And get some of that good weather.
Right.
And a really, really good track.
Yeah.
So all you motherfuckers that shop at AutoZone and buy your race car parts, don't take your car to Alabama because your shit will break.
Yeah.
It'd be good.
Yeah, it should be good.
2 days of that shit.
Locking in. I see Jose locked. Did the table lock in for that race or another race?
It was
that
race.
It's
locked
in Friday night.
Race down there.
Yeah, Friday night.
YG body.
Yeah, stick up kid.
Against Amboni and them.
That's not a terrible drive either. That's going to steal.
Yeah. 11 hours with the trailer, so it ain't bad, you know.
It's 8.5 for me.
That's fuck you.
Damn, Chuck.
Shit.
8.5 for me and my mother-in-law live 30 minutes away from the track. I ain't even got to get a hotel.
Yeah, you know how it is, taking that goddamn trailer.
Oh,
that motherfucker burned. That bitch burned so much gas, you got to make a few pit stops.
If y'all going, they better make them hotel reservations now, because if you don't get them hotels 7-8 miles away from the track, you're going to be driving 30 miles.
Yeah, because it ain't no big motherfucking town now.
No, it's not.
No, that shit ain't Memphis.
No.
Man.
My wife's mother lives
like
in Anniston.
I had to drive an hour away from Holly Springs because I got mad the day I got down there.
Oh, yeah. Wasn't going to be shit there, you know. Memphis got too much. Yeah.
It was some weird ass town down there too. I was like, man, y'all ain't finna kill me down there.
Oh yeah. Yep. Yeah, drive your ass in that backfield.
Nah, I wasn't even in South
Haven. No, he wasn't in South Haven, kid. You know?
Yeah, no, I
wasn't in South Haven. South Haven, biggest city down there.
Yeah, I was about an hour north of the track, so I don't even know where I was at. It was some little gated, like some little community where they was on Airbnbs, man.
I don't know where in the hell you was either, an hour away from the track.
Man.
He was in Buckfuck, Egypt. Cairo. He was in Cairo.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Damn near. Yeah. Yeah, if y'all ain't been down the steel, y'all better get a goddamn room close. Because if not, ain't shit around there.
No.
Hopefully you got some damn family down there where y'all can stay.
That's what I said.
Shit.
That's what I said. Ain't
shit down there.
They got a nice big hotel about 8 miles, 10 miles away. Once those get full, then you driving 30, 40, 50 miles.
Yeah, well, they got, what is it? Gaston and what else the fuck? Atala, whatever the fuck that name is.
Talladega.
Yeah, Gaston. That's about 8 miles away.
Yeah, Gaston, Talladega. Then you got Oxford, Anniston, Jacksonville.
No, you don't want to stay in Talladega. You're too goddamn far. Atala, or whatever the fuck they call their name.
Oh, Atala. Yeah, A-T-A-L-L-A.
Yeah,
they do got a couple of... Well, motherfuckers better get an Airbnb because they got plenty of them down there.
Mm-hmm.
But, shit, other than that, you're going to drive to the track.
Or you can find your Walmart and get your tent and stay on the property. Do like the Indians
ain't no Walmart.
Back in the day.
I don't think it's a Walmart down there for a while, kid.
Hey, back in the day, that shit used to be fun, though, kid.
Mm-hmm.
When I was younger, hell, we used to go to Byron every weekend.
Yep.
Spent every weekend at Byron on 30 clothes.
Hey, hey, Vic, you said the key word when you was younger. Old motherfucker need bed. They back hurt.
Right.
They tired.
Right.
Got to have a real hot shower and all that. Coffee ready when you go downstairs at the hotel. You know, all that shit.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the good thing about Memphis, boy. Everybody in a couple little hotels there. Everybody out there, man, last year Tyrone, they was partying and every damn thing. They were playing dominoes down in the lobby and every damn thing.
Yeah. Memphis was good for me. Yeah, I was only like 5 minutes from the track.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, sure. Mickey had her auntie and uncle stayed right around the corner pretty much.
Right.
Hell no, from Memphis, my ass is in South Haven. That was a
30-minute
trip.
Memphis is a parking lot now.
Yeah.
Who bought that land, FedEx or Amazon or who? Anybody know?
It said Amazon.
Okay. I heard the latest I heard from Bobby Coles that the deal fell through. They didn't, no one bought it, but the owners, they still tore the track down.
Oh, wow. They did go ahead and tear down?
The deal fell through, and they decided to go ahead with the demolition.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
That's crazy.
But the people that own a bunch of tracks. They ain't nothing but a group of investors.
Mm-hmm.
They all about making money.
Yep.
Well, I see they were talking about trying to bring Hub City back to life.
Hattiesburg, yes, sir. They're bringing the Hub back.
Hey, that's where it started, Vic.
Man, right. them used to be the good days, that Chuck boy.
Yeah.
I remember that's where I first met Tony Bynes at.
Yeah, now you talking about a ride goddamn from Chicago now.
Yeah, that's a ride. That was a ride, boy.
Yeah, it's a ride.
Hey, but that was a fun damn weekend, boy. So you
leave
Monday night and go to New Orleans. And come back to
Yeah, every motherfucker don't like water. You make them, hey, Vic, everybody don't like water. You make them sit by the window when you cross that bridge.
Right. Oh, yeah, man, not Lake Ponce train.
Man, that's a long-ass bridge.
Yep, sir.
5 miles.
Man, yep, this shit is long. Nothing but water. Do not break down on that road.
Yes, sir.
But yeah, them used to be the good old days, boy.
Mm-hmm.
Old Mr. Five Speed and all them, boy. Shit.
Hedman Hall.
Mm-hmm. The night train.
Shit,
what was that? Night train. That car was. What was his name that drove that car?
That's where Leroy was down there when CJ was fucking up all them big teeth. That was about the best time.
Right. Yeah.
We had about 30 cars down there. Shit.
Yeah.
That was a good time.
Yeah.
That's
everybody
where
had
came
a chief down
there. Yeah.
That was the funny part. Hell no, we over there. We got blankets over on this conventional head motor, and we ride around on the golf cart. Every motherfucking car down there got a cheap, and ain't no cover on shit.
Yeah,
I say, boy,
they had some shit.
Yes, sir. That was Tony Bynes had that car called the Dud.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was a good old
fact, that's when him and Leroy raced down there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't that Trigger Man that had to jump off the bridge or some shit over there off the highway?
Shit, you couldn't even get in there on Tuesday. They had that shit sold up.
Right.
Only thing about that goddamn track, they ain't have no stands. They had this one little ass stand, and every big fat motherfucker was sitting on it.
I hope if they bring it back, I hope they got them and get some stands.
Yeah, because ain't no place to sit and watch no races at that motherfucker.
Mm-mm, he'd be standing up all motherfucking day.
Right. Shit, that one year, that damn Mustang tried to take the damn the clocks down. That damn Mustang wrecked down there and hit the clocks.
Yeah.
Yeah, them was good times back then, though, boy.
Yes, sir.
That's when motherfuckers was racing. They wasn't asking what you got and all that shit. That old gangster boo.
Oh, man, not Mississippi Joe.
Old Mississippi
Joe. That's where it's supposed to be.
Yeah. Got them three lug and Mississippi Joe went. They ran back to back.
Shit. Tate and Three Lug was at it all motherfucking night.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That was some racing there, though.
Shit. Somebody poured water, put water in the gas jug, and they put it in Three Lug car, and it was water.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, that had to drain the whole fuel system.
Yep, I remember that.
Yeah, that was some crazy shit, boy, down there. We had a blast, though.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Goddamn, we went down there bringing.
Yeah.
Hey, where you staying? You riding with us or you riding with Michigan?
You say what?
Oh, shit.
I said, you riding with us or you riding with Michigan?
Come on, man. Don't ask me no dumbass question right there. Fuck, I look like riding with me. Fuck, make you think I'm gonna ride with Michigan? Motherfucker, I live in Indiana.
Okay. Hey, Chuck, you know Michigan I have to. You know I have to ask him.
Yeah.
Hey, you good?
We know Vic don't like them motherfuckers.
Okay.
Yeah, we know Ryan, you ain't leaving no stone unturned now.
Yeah, hey, I can't. I got to know. Look, we got to put all hands on deck.
Yep.
I hear you, Mr. Ryan. Sheriff, Private Ryan, whatever you want to be called. Goddamn Tim Hall say he ain't done nothing. Why he get to be called the sheriff?
Hey, Chuck.
Ryan, you see, I just stayed back. I ain't said nothing about nothing.
Yeah. I may have you locked in before you know you locked in. So, you know, I'm on that damn Tim House ass.
What I don't understand, Big Eddie, is why Chuck and goddamn McHale said the cow won't let Tim House come out to play. Why is that?
No, man.
I'm gonna be real honest with you, Ryan. He ain't gonna run neither one of us. I don't give a fuck what he say.
I don't know. You know that damn Brandon down there with him. He real confident.
Brandon confident, but they ain't gonna do it.
Yeah.
They ain't.
Hey, Big Eddie, who you riding with? Like, you know, matter of fact, hold on. Who you riding with, Big Eddie? Let me get this shit in order. Hey, Chuck, look.
You know where I'm from.
Hey, you heard. I just had to think about what Big Eddie said. He talking about, I'm just sitting back, I ain't saying nothing. I had to figure out, what are you saying?
No need to talk. Ain't no need to talk. When the time comes, you'll see. Ain't no need to talk.
Hey, look, I have to figure out if he may be supporting Michigan. Who you riding with, man?
Man, please. It ain't nothing to Michigan. It ain't nothing to Michigan for me, man. Ask me, have I been to the track down there? Ask me, have I ever been to a track in Michigan?
Look, I know you ain't gonna go there. You don't even want us going to no other track. So I know you ain't going.
I don't care nothing about y'all going to another track, man. I don't know why y'all keep putting that on me. That was said, but it wasn't me that said it. I said the races that can be done here. Why
add
traveling? Look, Chuck, hold on, man.
What?
I said the racing that can be done here. Why put a traveling fee on that when y'all right here? The people here want to see action too. But if you take all action away, then the main people, Chuck, that do that won't race here and say, ain't no racing up here. That's some dumb ass shit to me.
That's some dumb ass shit to me. Thank you, Eddie. You gotta go get your
but
man.
But I mean, to each his own, man. I know is that we got what we got, and we gonna do what we do, and we ain't gonna worry about what nobody else do. If we have to go get you out of town, we'll do it. But we want to go out of town and race out of town.
Everybody can't. Everybody can't get down these tracks, and then every tuner not gonna come here.
I don't see it that way, Ryan, because I've seen some of the fastest guys get down that same track. To have the guys that say they can't get down that track, it can't even go as fast as them. So it ain't all about
the cars. It's always
about the person, too. So that's what I'm talking about, man. And if you live here, I ain't got that kind of funds to be just going to travel just for the hell of it. And when we got a track right here, and it's pretty good, but a lot of people don't want to acknowledge it. They keep on talking about the old 41. The new 41 is updated.
Look, been,
they done went
look,
out and they done learned how to do that track.
I never been at 41. So you know,
Eddie,
I didn't
that,
been
that, yeah, but
Eddie, well, I ain't going to say nothing. No,
You can say whatever you want to say, man. It's like I say, to each his own. If that's the way you feel about it, I understand. If y'all got to have this premium track, then when you come out the water box, you got to climb up a 10-foot hill to get up on top of the glue. That's y'all thing. I ain't got to do all that. I'm going to try to go as fast as I can, safely, down whatever track I got to face. That's all. Sometime if you got to take our power, shit, they got to take our power, too.
Hey, Eddie.
That's a whole trick of game. Every track you go to is different. So you got to make
hey,
a difference at every track. I don't care how it's glued. Yeah.
I get down the track just fine. I run radio.
That's what I'm saying. Thank you, sir.
Who
and I've seen
that?
Plenty of them, other ones run radio when they get down the track.
Yeah, who is that?
You don't know who this
who said
is?
That? No, I can't. I got the TV up. I can't hear.
That's a fast motherfucker with a turbo.
Who?
Who? Yeah, he'll tell you.
Was that Eric?
That's Eric?
That's
Eric.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You understand me? I can't go with that old nonsense shit, man. I mean, but hey, that's what y'all do.
It's
that's
not nonsense, Eddie. It's not nonsense.
Look, man.
Eddie.
We got the fastest car in Chicago going down the track. Yeah, we got big old tires on it, but we're going to do the same thing on one of them motherfucking radio tracks.
Who
when
got
we
the
ready.
Fastest car in Chicago? Car in Chicago?
Who are you talking about?
There's only two letters to that. We. In two words. Clocks motherfucking off. I ain't got to say it no
where,
more. I ain't scared of that shit.
Where's it at?
Right now, sitting back doing push-ups, waiting for a fool to fuck around and challenge it. It's sitting back doing push-ups. It ain't the time of racing.
Y'all had the fastest.
It ain't the time. That's what I feel. Now, if
you
don't feel that way, you have your chance to prove it.
No, I don't know. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know whether y'all do or not.
I ain't biting my motherfucking tongue, man.
Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah,
buddy,
I'm biting my tongue.
It's something about moving around the track. Everybody want to race to their advantage. So if they feel comfortable at a different track, that's just how it goes. And it's
that's
the person
cool.
that they
that's cool.
Race,
that's what I said. To each his own.
I mean,
I don't know what
so
y'all missing about
wanna,
that. To each his
the
own.
Person they want to race, agree to it. That's it. I mean, you know.
That's it.
And then, like,
the only way you can race is two people got to agree.
Hey, Chuck.
If you quit cutting me off, Eddie, I'm going to tell you. See, me.
All right, I'm just doing you like you do me. I'm just doing you like you do me.
I'm asking, can I talk?
Talk,
can I talk?
But when I talk, give me the same respect.
Well, you ain't doing shit, so I don't listen to you.
You ain't doing shit either. I don't think I see you out there in the snow burning
no
motherfucking
no,
rubber
no.
with that
right,
slow
see
motherfucker.
See it, shit though, Eddie. See, when I go out of town, I'm always generally running somebody I never ran before. That's why I go everywhere else.
I understand that, Chuck, and I always commend you for that. I always commend you for that, but
look,
at the same time,
I would love to drive from my house 50 miles out to 41 and race. It just ain't happening for me. So
but,
I have
but
to go
But you
other
will, Chuck. But that's the main thing. You will. We know you will. You done it.
I can do it. And you know what? Okay. I already know. I done been a lot of places, and they got to get down the same track I can. Now, you can get down some tracks faster, depending on the condition. But, I mean, you know, everybody don't see it that way. I mean, maybe they will, maybe they won't. I'm just telling you.
Well, just answer me this question. Answer me this question. How many of these people say they can't get down 41? I just plumb fuck you up. They way faster than you. Tell me, how many is that?
Run it through me one more time.
How many motherfuckers up here to say they can't get down 41 faster than you?
They can't get down 41 that's faster than me? Oh, It'd be quite a few.
Who faster than you that I hear say they can't get down 41?
Yeah, I'm not putting
that's
no names out there.
Grudge racing.
You can't say that, Eddie.
Well, put a number there.
Oh, it's got to be 5 or 6. I know.
Definitely. Well, you a slow motherfucker.
But see, that's their preference. They faster than me. I don't know. That's their preference. Everybody wants
okay,
to do
Chuck.
What's best for them. You know?
My man.
Hey.
And that's cool.
Hey, Chuck.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want to know who's the fastest in Chicago.
Me.
Okay.
How the fuck he gonna pay me? And he just said motherfuckers will fuck him up. They say they not going down 41. And I don't think male motherfuckers say they going down 41 to me.
Listen to me. If a motherfucker raced me in Chicago, they gonna lose.
You're
a bad
who
man,
got the boosted Mustang? Is that the guy with the boosted Mustang, Eric?
Yeah, that's Eric.
That blue one.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Oh, he's slow. He can't get down. No wonder he gets. He's slow.
Oh man.
Can't get down 41.
Wow.
I don't believe he said that, man. That boy was down there clowning last year.
That's why
Eric
got
down
41.
Wow.
These motherfuckers are crazy, man.
Right.
I'll try, Eric. I'll try that boosted Mustang. That's about the only boosted Mustang I'll try.
Ooh-wee.
If he's going to Bobby
Cole. What are you doing trying to lightweight call Eric out? Damn. Hey, E, don't go for it, man. You ain't got to worry about it.
It ain't gotta be for a lot of money. We'll try it. A little change.
Mm-hmm.
You did it. You sneaky guy.
Look ass
sneaky
money.
Man. You sneaky.
Is that you, Cal?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Cal,
hey,
man. Don't you hear him?
Hey, look. Who the fastest in Chicago? I'm curious.
I don't know. It ain't me.
Oh. Hey,
it ain't me.
I don't know either. Hey, and
to tell the truth, it's probably Big Drag. But all these grudge racing motherfuckers, fuck them.
Well, you know what, Eddie?
I don't live in Chicago, so I can't say it's me.
Eddie, it always been the thing, and we already know Big Drag a bad motherfucker, but it's always about what have you done for me lately.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're right about that, too, but you can find that out, Mr. Chuck. Tap on his ass.
I know the man got some bad shit.
We'll have to call
him.
Let
me hit this button here.
I'm going to tell you who the baddest motherfucker in Chicago is. I'm going to tell you who the baddest motherfucker in Chicago is last year.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Yak. That's the baddest motherfucker in Chicago of 2022. He ain't the fastest motherfucker, but he the baddest.
Yeah.
Man, I can't take nothing away from now one of them boys. I can't take nothing from Yak. I can't take nothing from Vaughn. I can't even take nothing from Zay. I can't take it up for none of you guys. Y'all doing y'all thing, man.
Hey.
Don't call Vaughn
Big Perm, that's right.
I said
Big Perm, yes, sir.
Chicago. He only raced in Chicago. Well, he did somewhere else and got his head split. But in Chicago, racing in Chicago, he the best motherfucker in Chicago. Three loves.
Well, they still live. I mean, they still got their main sorts here. They working on their car, fixing them, then they go travel, whatever they do. They Chicago bound, so I give them all the credit. And Vaughn, he'll race anywhere. Anywhere.
As anybody else when they can. But I'll just say, I'm just saying the baddest motherfucker in Chicago that race here in Chicago all the time is Yacht.
Right.
Yeah, he raced all the time. Yeah.
Hey,
Eddie. Hey, Chuck.
Hey, Eddie.
Hey, I was going to tell you, don't say us because we ain't did shit yet.
But we know y'all ain't did shit, so you ain't got to tell everybody you ain't did shit. I'm telling everybody y'all ain't did shit.
Hey, did you get Chuck our list?
Oh shit, y'all got
a
list.
Get what?
Did you get Chuck our list?
No, I ain't give him no list. He know he automatically right up towards the front.
Eddie.
Put Willie Dog up at the front. We gonna knock his head across the street and at dead leg.
He kind of saved Chuck from being in front, and I told Chuck that. And then come Chuck, and then come Cal City Cal, and on down the line we go.
Oh man,
damn.
Yeah,
it's fucked up. I'm on a lot of people list, but nobody's ready and I'm always ready.
Hey Chuck.
Oh, damn.
Hey Eddie, won't you post your list on your page? Put your list on your page.
I ain't gotta post nothing.
Yeah.
I ain't gotta post nothing.
Yeah.
When I'm ready, I'm gonna tap you on the shoulder. I don't want to post
Chuck.
None. I don't believe in all that jibber jabbing, man. We gonna get
together.
Go ahead,
Leroy. After we get Willie Dog,
you, Cal City, we gonna continue our journey.
Lil Will talking to me.
Okay, we gonna continue our journey
Eddie.
And fuck our way up
I
y'all family tree.
On the show, man, on the line.
Yeah,
we must be on our line. He ain't on the show then, boss.
Right.
He must be on our line.
He on this line. Somebody got him in here.
Right. So none of us ain't on the show then.
Perk 30.
Eddie.
Come on.
Yeah.
We're going to continue our journey.
I got the worst shows in the world in Chicago. I'm boycotting your ass.
Hey,
Tay.
Don't let them motherfuckers talk, whoever they is.
That's Lil Will, be quiet. Leroy talking.
I'm done talking. Let
man,
him talk.
Leroy, man. Lock in, man. We'll lock him in. We ain't got to talk to him. Lock in.
Who
not Lil Will, man. So Lil Will.
Lock in for Brian.
Motor City Will.
Lock in. What's the first race? Lock in.
Hey, Will.
Yeah.
No disrespect to your brother, but I don't think you'll piss on a poodle.
Damn.
Damn.
Hey, Eddie.
That was very disrespectful.
That was nice, Leroy.
Hey, Will, no disrespect again to you, brother, but I refuse to go back and forth with you, but they say you scared to come to the racetrack. Come on.
Damn.
Bro. Don't do me like that.
Hey, Leroy,
we can provide security for him, can we?
Yes, sir.
Hey, but
yes,
I got
sir.
A question, though, Eddie. What's going on with this west side and this south side shit?
Don't worry about Chicago. That's a Chicago thing. Hold on. Can I ask a question?
Go ahead.
Lil Will, you have another car?
Yeah.
Are you ready to race?
I'll be ready for the season, sir.
Oh,
will you be ready at Bobby Cole's race?
Not the race. Yo, I got an all-steel car. I ain't got no car like you got.
I'm trying to run your car against my car.
No, it ain't in your category.
Okay. Then y'all can continue.
I take the head up break from you though.
You ain't gonna never get that chunk.
I got all steel, all glass, power.
I don't give a fuck what you got. If you can't break from me head up, ain't no need to talk. Yeah.
Chuck, and then this man gonna try to talk to me. Hey, Will, quit playing, man.
Now we gonna lock you in with
smoke
car head up to the 8 mile.
I want
to
know who
the
fuck
mentioned
my name.
We got no car like his.
Nah.
Oh man.
We gonna run you with smoke car head up to the 8 mile, man.
This man gonna talk to me talking that little kid ass talk. Man, you come on, man. Stop all that shit, man.
I said we're going to run you with emo car head up to the 8 mile.
Man, no disrespect to you, man, but fuck yourself, man. Find you somebody else to talk to.
All right, I'm going on mute, though.
Why you want to jockey Kimo car? Me and Kimo talk when we talk, we ain't in all this shit.
Would you please stop saying no disrespect and just disrespect the man? Fuck him. Is that what you're doing?
He disrespected himself going to the whole house.
Hey,
Leroy, I got a little deal, but I can sit down.
What mud on number two? That's in my class. What y'all want to do with it?
Break your motherfucking
get on
nuts.
The man.
Right there together. What y'all
want to
do?
You talking about the black one?
He say mud bone number two.
Talking about the red, big Eddie car. Ain't that mud bone number two or nothing? No more.
It got red on it, little dick.
I thought it was red. It ain't red.
Nah, it's black.
All you got to do is come to the track and find out.
Oh, man.
I see y'all at the track, but I feel y'all. I don't ever see y'all there.
Well, he be trying to put a chokehold on your ass, boy.
Man,
so
I'm going to put Chicago ass up.
No, you won't. No, you
lock
won't.
Lock the fuck in with Brian Carr. Lock any of that shit in.
Give him the head up break. He ain't in your class.
I ain't scared of none of that shit. All that shit get down over there.
Not in your
class.
Not in your class. Now you got steel, all steel, all glass. But when somebody else steal, they wrong.
You got street style car.
You motherfucker, kill
when they do.
Hear this shit, boss? Hey, Lil Will, that's a coincidence.
Who's that at the opera?
Scientist.
I'm done, brother.
God damn, lady, what's all that noise, Eddie?
Man, wake up, man. Fix your shit, man.
Somebody at the opera.
It's me. It's me.
Oh, man. That number jumped out, dropped off. Is that the number Lil Will was on? Probably so. I just hit down to the other line. He gone.
Mm-hmm. Quiet,
no? Now we can have a serious conversation about racism.
Yeah, man.
So what's up with this motherfucking list you talking about, chump?
You find out, just remember you on it. Just remember you on it, bro. I ain't got to tell you everybody. I ain't going to tell you my whole lineup, no sir. But you on it, and you near the top. But right now, Willie Dog and Jay Bond is number one right now, 1 and 2.
Oh, man, not the Willie Doggy.
Yeah, and I'm going to whoop Jay Bond ass for lying to me.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
He had a lot. I don't care who tell it, huh?
Get in line.
Don't care who tell it, man.
Y'all going to have to run him with your car because he damn sure ain't going to run Leroy's car.
No, that's Eddie's car.
Same shit.
They just don't get it, Leroy. They don't understand it. They don't understand it, Leroy.
Damn, it don't matter who car it is. They ain't gonna run Leroy. They ain't gonna run that black mud bone.
We ain't trying to educate them, Chuck. Slow down.
I got you, man.
Yeah,
that shit ain't nothing but a pipe dream, eh? They ain't gonna fuck with that car.
Chuck, man.
I'm glad you
if Eddie gonna let me put these 2-3 kits on his shit so I can blow it up, you might have a shot.
I don't give a damn about blowing it up, Chuck. I don't give a damn about blowing it up.
It
can be rebuilt.
It ain't going to blow up, man. Nikes don't blow up the car. It be the fucked up tuners
blow
the
car. I'm
just
saying, if it do blow up, I don't give a fuck.
It ain't going to blow up, man. Nikes don't blow cars up, man.
That sound like, did I hear Vic say something?
Better not bring that fucking car out.
Yeah.
Take that toe tag and bless your ass, Eddie.
All right, Vic, well, you're going to have your chance. You're going to have your chance.
Damn, Eddie. You're going to have to fix that motherfucker real quick, man. They looking for you.
Hey, Eddie, leave my duck alone. Huh? That's my duck.
I'm sorry, Cadillac. I gotta have his ass. I'm sorry, Cadillac. We gonna split that like a fish sandwich. Shut the fuck up, man. You shut up, punk.
Hey, you don't notice. The list is growing. You just gonna wait your turn. You got it coming.
You getting the pot, Cadillac.
That's all I'm saying.
You getting the pot.
Yeah, whatever you say, Cadillac. I already retired you. You ain't did shit since I blowed your
you
ass out last time with a street cop.
You ain't retired me, punk. You didn't go
who
back.
Have you?
You didn't go
hey,
back.
Who
that's
have,
all. Keep it 100.
Who have you raced? Cadillac, who have
I
you
raced
since
nobody.
I went?
I ain't raced
right
nobody,
then.
But I'm going to race you.
All right, then.
2023,
okay.
Boy. Your card is up. That's it.
You know what?
Remember that. You ain't it's just like that what they call Freak Nasty retired you. You ain't been back. Nah.
You're damn right. He
so
retired.
Not,
I already said that. I got rid of that.
He retired you. You didn't retire me. You didn't retire me. I just stopped racing. That's it.
Well, you're all right.
But
man.
I'm back now,
but
nigga. That's
what?
Then this now,
okay.
Punk.
Well,
this
I tell
now,
you what,
punk.
Cadillac, stop trying to be loud. And I'm
I ain't got to be loud. I ain't got to be loud. Nigga,
be
I am
loud.
Loud. That's my middle name, punk. Man, you know
I
what?
I got an
80. You know
listen
what?
To me, Cadillac. Listen to
whatever
me, Cadillac.
Whatever you got, I got it covered. I got it covered. Whatever you got, I got it covered.
Okay.
That's
what I'm talking about.
Nothing
else you're an
idiot. I'm going to be your idiot. I'm your huckleberry.
You
I'm your
yo,
huckleberry,
you
boy.
You ain't racing
okay.
nobody. You just talking,
I bet
you
I race you. I bet you I race you.
Okay. I bet you
that's
don't.
All I got to say about it. I bet. Hey,
I
only
got
way $500
to get
up
you
there,
know, I got $500
only way
you
I don't race
you,
you don't get up there, Vic. Only way
oh,
I don't
I'm
race you, you don't
up
get
there.
Up there, man.
You
okay,
already
I'm gonna
know
see if
that.
You get up.
You
I'm gonna see if you got any
gonna...
heart. I'm
gonna
see if
that's
you got any
gonna...
heart. The wizard. I gotta take you to the wizard. The wizard ain't giving you nothing. You ain't never had no heart. You just had some luck that day. That's all, nigga.
I whooped your ass.
That's all you had.
I whooped your ass.
Yeah, you did. You did. You whooped
it.
Hey, hey, I took it on the chin, nigga. You wouldn't go back the same day, would you? Would you? That is all. But that's okay. You did what
you
supposed to do because you know you couldn't win, nigga.
You
got away.
Listen to me. If you think that's how the story go, I'm going to let you tell it.
Okay. Okay.
You know,
that's how the story went.
You what?
Hey, hey,
I
bet you one thing about it, two things for sure. When I told you to go back, you didn't go. You said, Cadillac, you're going to have to wear it. That's what I said about
I
you.
I did tell you
y'all
that.
Don't
you
want
to wear that
ass. Something for nothing.
You damn right. I said, you're going to wear that ass whooping today.
Yeah,
that's
well,
exactly
hey,
what
I'm
I
wearing
said.
It. I'm wearing it. I'm tired of wearing it. I'm going to wear you out now.
Okay.
Just like Zabo wore you out. I'm gonna wear you out.
Yeah, well,
but
see,
you
tell
forget.
You what, I'm waiting
my camp got that back.
I'm waiting.
I got that money back.
I'm waiting
though,
on you, Cadillac.
You wait
I'm
on me,
on
boy.
You.
You ain't gotta wait long. You ain't gotta wait long. Matter of fact, you got a trailer. You got a truck. I got a truck. I got a trailer. Nigga, get your fucking self in and let's ride.
Where to, Cadillac? Where to?
Where's mom at? Florida. We go to Florida, nigga.
I'm going to no fucking Florida. Meet me at Bobby Cole Racing.
Y'all know you ain't going, nigga. You ain't got no heart, nigga. You use a roundabout, boy.
Meet me
you
at
from town
Bobby
to town,
Cole Racing. I'll blow your ass
I
out.
Ain't talking about boy, Bobby Cole Racing, boy. I'm talking
that's
about going down that highway.
I'm not going no. That is going down the highway. I'm not going to no fucking
I'm
Florida.
I'm talking about
race.
Where the sunshine is, boy. I could be
fuck
in T-shirts.
I got to go all the way. What I got to go to Florida to race? I'm going to tell you like Skin would say. What the fuck I look like going to Florida to race a chitty boom?
I tell you what. I show you what kind of chitty boom you are. You're going to be my chitty boom. Wherever I tell you to go, that's where you're going to fall at net. How you like
I
that
bet
chitty
I don't.
Boom boom?
I bet I don't. I'll meet
you
at 41 and blow your ass clean
you
out.
You ain't
going to
meet me at no 41, sucker.
Yeah, okay.
I ain't ready. I don't want to
hey,
wait
man.
All the way to it get hot, nigga.
Eddie,
I'm talking about now.
Mother.
You ain't trying to raise
Eddie.
Nobody. You just on the phone. Get off
fucking,
the phone. Matter of fact, you go away now. You go away now, punk. Go away now, punk.
Yeah, okay.
Dude, you go away.
Yeah, okay. Well, that fucking
that's
Dodge
you do,
that you
dude.
Got, I'll take toe tag and blow your ass out with that Dodge.
I tell you what. I bet you won't.
I bet you won't lock
you
in.
Won't. I bet you, I don't lock in. Tell me where you want me to meet you at. I don't lock in. You
41.
On the premises where I'm at, what you call it, toe stomper, toe tag, whatever you
yeah.
call it. I'm a
beat
you
at Bobby Cole Race.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, meet me at Bobby. I'm going to tell you how weak you is. I'm going to take toe tag and whoop that same fucking car I whooped before. That blue Camaro you got. Fuck that car.
I like that.
You ain't
that.
Doing
I like
shit.
That.
Nah,
I like,
lock your ass
I, but you know what? But you know what? But you know what? I'm going
to
tell you like this.
Listen to
you ain't even qualified to run
Cadillac.
That car.
If
you ain't even qualified
what?
To run that car, bro.
Man, that car ain't shit. I already showed you.
I know
that.
That
car ain't shit.
I bet you won't go around it. I bet you that.
I already did.
Yeah, you ain't never went around. You ain't never went around it, boy. You ain't never went around
it. You didn't catch me.
You right. I didn't catch you. But I was at you. That's all. But you wouldn't go back, though.
You didn't have enough.
That's all. Oh, yeah, okay, I didn't have enough. I couldn't tell. Only thing I heard
yeah,
you talking about, Cadillac, you got to wear that. That's it. So I wore
I sure
it.
Told
that's
you that.
You
needed to wear
that.
That.
I didn't need to wear that. I wanted to wear it some more, but I wanted to wear it. I wanted you to come back and do it again. Because I still don't believe you
time.
Did it. You got away. You got away on the technicality,
boy.
You
got the weakest big tire car
well,
in Chicago.
I got, yeah, I sure do. It's weak, but it's weak. It was right there with you.
No, it wasn't.
It was right there with you.
Anyway, man,
I made you go get rid of it. You didn't want no problems.
Else.
Yeah, I know. Matter of fact, you know what? You know, that's enough time with you, punk. Go to the next episode. Matter of fact, turn off the course. You done.
Hey, Chuck.
Yeah.
What's wrong with this crazy ass penny loaf? Man,
hey, Chucky. Man. That's a jitterboo you're talking now, Chucky. Watch yourself. That's a jitterboo.
Hey, I'm just. But I do got a question, though. Eddie.
Yeah, come on.
And you gonna, I know you got some fucked up answers, so I'm going to ask you this question. Why have you raced a motherfucker and you whoop him and you don't go back? Do you think you got a way or you got a gift? Or you just don't think you can beat them, you got a way, or you can beat them, you'll go right back. I just want to know some opinion.
Well, that's a good goddamn question, so I got to say that. And my opinion is that maybe you just figure you got a way for the moment, and then you didn't want to take a chance on him coming back getting that cash that you want. So, solution could have been to that is just don't bet it all back. But you got to go back at it. Yeah, if I figure I can drain a motherfucker, I'm going to drain him. Because a lot of time when you whoop somebody and they want to go right back, it ain't because they feel they can win, because their ego hurt. So, if you got him down, go ahead and kick him.
I feel that way. I feel that way.
Hey Chuck,
but I'm just saying, man. Hold on. This is what I'm saying now. And you know, a motherfucker whoop your ass, they never want to go back.
So yeah,
I could see if you got that 4-5 year, you know, battle that you gonna make a motherfucker wear that ass whooping. I can understand it, but you still should be able to race them back if you feel you can beat them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But Chuck, this is the thing.
Yeah.
They know they got away. They don't want them troubles no more.
Yeah.
They don't want that no more. Because they feel.
Hey, I'm gonna tell you, like, hey, this is my defense on that race with me and Cadillac. The reason why we didn't go back is because they tried to play some funnies in the beginning. We wasn't even supposed
to
run Cadillac.
Ain't nobody trying to play nothing funny on you, boy.
Let me talk, motherfucker. Let me talk.
I got
you. We weren't even supposed to run.
But, wait a minute. Hold on, Tote-Tag. Hold this here. I got the answer for you. Nobody didn't try to play nothing. Ain't nobody trying
to
play nothing on you. You were supposed to run the yellow car. The yellow car, the water pump went out. The water pump,
okay,
you think we came
all
the way
okay.
out there?
And I told you, I say, this was what you wanted anyway. We going to run y'all with that fucking, with that blue car. And we tried you.
You tried me. You right. But that wasn't the way it was supposed to win. I didn't come out there and run.
Get
y'all come out there to
get
watch
your,
on my car and make a pass. That's
end,
what I did.
Cadillac, we can end all this. That's the pass.
That's
what I'm talking
about now. What's up now?
This is 2023.
This 2023. I promise you won't get away.
I will run you head the fuck up. Listen to me.
Nah,
I will
run
you head the fuck up.
Nah.
I will run you head the fuck up with your tiger in that blue car. Anytime you fucking
get ready.
I like that.
I like all that.
Yeah.
But you know what?
And this is
I'm going to ask you something. Wait a minute.
And this is a recorded show. Whenever you fucking ready, you tell me, and I'm going to run your head the fuck up.
I'm ready now.
I'm not going to no fucking Florida, man.
Okay, man. Okay.
And you ain't either, so stop bullshit.
Why wouldn't I? I ain't got no job. I ain't got nobody to report to.
I got a job.
I report to myself.
Well,
nigga, I'm
job.
A boss. I'm a boss, punk.
Uh-huh. Well, I got a job. I work for myself, but it's a job, motherfucker. And
I tell you what. I'm going to accommodate you your weekly pay and plus that on top of the pot twice. Now,
no, I don't want
up?
That. I will meet you.
Oh,
I just told you.
Okay.
I will meet you at Bobby Cole race.
Okay.
And I will run
you
head the fuck up with Cole Tag.
I don't like Bobby Cole race. I don't like that. I don't like that track.
That's what I thought. Well, I don't like
that
track. Florida.
I don't like that track. I want to go to Florida where all the spectators and everybody get back behind you. That's what I want.
Ain't nobody in Florida right
Come
now.
Come on, man. That's motherfucking next December. What the fuck is he talking about?
That's what I'm telling you.
Hey,
he ain't
Chuck,
talking about
hey,
nothing.
Chuck,
he's
hey,
just
Chuck,
a fucking
hey,
idiot,
Chuck,
man.
Hey, Chuck, can you stay out of my gamble? I don't get in yours. Bow down. Step aside. I got
you
this
ain't got no
right
fucking
here.
Gamble.
This is my hooker. This is my hooker right
yeah,
here, Chuck.
See, that's the thing. I got a gamble. You got bullshit.
Hey Chuck, this ain't no BS, boy.
Chuck,
hey Chuck,
after
I tell you what,
question, Chuck.
Hey Chuck, I tell you what,
Chuck.
Since you want to talk slick,
Chuck,
I bet you won't give me the bus in the clip. Everything in grudge racing with that with scandal, punk. Now that's what I think about you. Now what you say about that scandal? That's what I thought. I bet you I will. Let's ride then, nigga. You got a truck, I got a truck.
Listen, I'll give you everything in drag racing out the back door.
Not the back though. I got to run the eighth, Chuck. I set up for that.
Hey, Chuck. I don't run the back door, Chuck.
I run the eighth, Chuck. You know this, man. You know this what we
hey,
do
Chuck.
In the North, man.
I run them both
Hey, Chuck.
Ways.
Chuck, listen to me. Now, with a car like what I got, and you got Cadillac's car or your car, if I told you I'm going to meet you at Bobby Cole Race and run you head the fuck up, what you going to do?
I'm going to beat the fuck out of you.
All right, then. That's how weak that motherfucker is. That shit weak.
I tell you what, boy. Hey, punk, I told you where I wanted to race at. You said you got to race
going,
it. You don't want to go
you,
there.
Hey,
I want to go to Bobby Cole. What part you didn't hear me say, nigga? What part you didn't hear me say, boy? I said
well,
I'm not going to Bobby Cole race.
Wait a minute.
Okay, I ain't going to talk to you about a fight. I told you to get off the line, punk.
Hold on, Cadillac.
Yeah.
Both y'all got slicks on. What's wrong with running that 41?
I told him that, too. I try them there too.
Hey, Chuck,
I don't give a fuck.
Hey, Chuck,
I'm not going.
Hey, Chuck,
I'm not going to no fucking Florida to run him.
You know your car work at 41.
Well, I tell you what. December 9th, 2023, nigga, meet me in Florida, nigga. That's where I want to race at,
nigga.
Now, if you don't want to race there, that's on you. That's where I be at.
Both.
If you got a problem with
that,
put your finger in your mouth and go ahead on. What?
You just want to be heard. You ain't trying to race.
I told you I want to go to Florida and race my car. That's what I said.
Well, I'm not going
to Florida.
If you
don't
want to
go, then you don't want to go. It ain't no problem. You won't race me. But you can race that yellow Dodge. I bet you won't race that yellow Dodge and give him something.
I bet the fuck I will.
What you going to give him?
I'm not
you
giving you shit. The fuck I was going to
give
him that car something.
Why you
didn't
give him some?
The fuck out of here,
you retired
man.
Him. You retired him. You need to give him some.
I ain't run that car. I ain't never ran that car.
Wait a minute. First of all, he all steel and he heavier than you.
I bet he ain't.
I bet he is.
I bet he ain't.
I bet he is.
It don't matter. Race me, motherfucker, and find out.
I told you got to give him some. That's what I told you.
Man, you
was
an idiot.
Vic, check it out. We ain't got to go back and forth. You ain't going to give him nothing. Just say, man, I'm not giving him now. I don't like that. That's all you got to say.
You know you my man. First of all, you don't tell a motherfucker you going to race him and then beg for shit.
No. I ain't begging him for nothing. I said he got to get a yellow car something. That's all I said. I didn't say that. I didn't tell him to give me nothing. That ain't my car.
Yeah,
and my
car. But you can't beg for shit. You just talk shit. Hey, Chuck, check this out.
$100,000, you my man. I can ask anything if I think he'd make him go. I got to talk to the owner, see if he like it. Like, the owner don't want to run him head up.
I will run that yellow car head the fuck up.
He don't want to run you head up, man.
Well, he ain't going to run me.
Okay, then. That's it,
tell
then,
that.
Vic.
Tell,
yes, sir.
Tell
what
that.
You want, kid? Kid, I take my rental car and run you. I run
hey,
you,
Chuck,
kid,
Chuck
with my rental car.
Chuck, not your man. You know what he just sent? He just sent me a text. He just sent me a text talking about the police gonna give you a ticket for a goddamn reckless drag racing. What kind of shit is that?
Hey kid, I don't know. Hey kid, I'm just trying to let you know that I'm trying to go. That's all. If somebody don't want to give me what I want, if they don't want to give me what I want to make me go, I ain't got to race them. That's all.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying, bro.
Come on, the police gonna give you a ticket.
What are you gonna do?
Just don't bite them.
You said what?
Damn, Cadillac man, you didn't come on here, man. Talk about racing in Florida and kill yourself, man.
Hey, I just said I wanted to go to Florida and race, man. That's where I want to go. That's where I'm going
know,
for
man,
23.
But you know, man, you know, you
know,
you know what's gonna happen, man.
You should
know
like
Eddie.
Hey, Eddie.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Cadillac, I'm going to make Vic give you a spot, man. You got to prove to him that you want it. You got to eat an ear of corn with just your teeth.
Oh, man.
Oh, damn. Oh, damn. Well, come on with it then. I'm going to show you eat with my teeth. That's right. My teeth. Yeah, come on, Nickel.
Your toothpices?
Yeah. Yeah, whatever you say, money. Happy New Year to you too, money. Come on with
what's
it.
What's going on, Lack?
Hey, Charlie.
I'm trying to go, man. Wait a minute, Vic. Money, let me ask you a question. Am I wrong to want to take my car to Florida and run it down the track there instead of going someplace else?
You're not wrong, Cadillac.
No, you ain't wrong, because that's your car. You run it where you want to run it. But I want to know what makes you think a man going to lock you in for a couple $100 and then put their car on the back of their truck and haul that motherfucker halfway across the continental United States.
Take it out. Take this out here, money. Clean your ears out. I told the man whatever he make in a week, I'm going to double that, and plus we're going to triple when we get to the track. You didn't hear that, money. That's what I told him. So that's not $2. I ain't a $2
motherfucker. Hey, money, this man talking about
December
9th, 2023.
Look here, Diver Dan. Diver Dan. Did you get on the platform or what? What are you going to do, man?
Cadillac, you're not wrong at all. You're not wrong at all.
Hey, man, I want to run at 41.
The last couple times you was down in Florida, you didn't have no car.
That's right.
You didn't have no car. You was spectating.
I'm going to take my slow car and go to Florida. If you want to race me, then you welcome to come. We can race.
I tell you what.
But if you ain't trying to go there, you ain't got to worry about trying to race me. You ain't got
to
race me. I'll race myself. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
When you brought that yellow car into the limelight, I got an 82 all steel, all glass Firebird.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all got the back tire. I don't give a
damn,
fuck.
Hey, you know what? I think he might like that, Vic.
I like it. Nah, get that brake locked in.
I'll get that locked in and let you know. I'll let you know tomorrow, Vic. Chucky, slow down.
We ain't got to wait for December for that. Fuck that. I'm with you, Cadillac. Hey, Chuck. I'm with Cadillac. Fuck you, Chuck. I'm tired of you talking crazy. I'm going to lock you in, too, man, for Florida, man.
Oh, man.
With Cadillac race. Hold on. 40. Fuck it. Money. 2040, fuck it. You're going to be down there with all hover rounds. Goddamn it, lock
in. Let me straighten it out, money. Let me straighten you out. I ain't never going back to Florida with a car. So you won.
I hear
you. Let me do like Cadillac. Let me do like Cadillac then. Well, you scared, Chuck. You don't want to race.
Hey, Money. He's scared. He don't want to race me. He fears me. Ain't no problem. That's it.
You got him now, Cadillac.
Back to Vic. Hey, Vic, I'm going to text him and see what he say. And before we get off the show, I'm going to have you answer. If he say, you got that, we can do that.
I like that.
Hey, I think that might be good, but I can't talk on nobody's car.
Hurry up and make the call and be quiet.
I got $20.
Hey, you know that that's an old man. He probably sleep. Or he only counted out one.
That's why you said it.
Hey, Vic, but I did say I will call you and let you know. Didn't I say that too? Did you hear me say that?
Man,
I say no later than tomorrow.
Hey,
what?
Eddie.
I got $20. You want to hear from Cadillac till next week?
Get a hold of your show because you got a fucking racist imposter on this
man,
motherfucker.
Y'all ain't know me, man. Talk to somebody else.
I got $20. You want to hear from Cadillac till next week?
You right, Cadillac. I'm going to start doing like you doing. Hey, Vic, you got that Firebird. I'm going to try that Firebird. I'm going to run you head up. I don't want the back tire. I'm going to just talk to you when my grandbaby wake up because she's sleeping right now.
Oh, man.
Hey, Money, man, you need to cut it out, man.
Well, I ain't got no grandkids, so I'm going to do like Cadillac.
Right.
Yeah, you better be lucky my grandbaby sleep.
Amen.
Better be lucky my grandbaby sleep.
Hey, Money, just like I said to the man, I like that, but that's not my car. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Cadillac, what you gonna do with your car?
No, your fucking Camaro. Give me the back tire. I try. Matter of fact, I already told you. I run that fucking car head up with toe tag. Fuck that car.
You know what, man?
Damn, that's disrespectful, Cadillac. I like all that.
That's
very disrespectful, Cadillac.
No, it ain't. I like that.
That's real.
But the only thing about it, he's not going to go where I want to go. I want to take my car and run it. That's where I want to go.
I'm
going
to wait till December 9th.
Well, you don't have to wait, Jeff. I mean,
you're going to pass up a whole lot of trucks before you hit the floor.
You ain't got to go there.
Why would I go all the way to Florida?
Pass up a lot of good tracks.
No.
You know what, man?
Hey, kid. I'm going to tell you the whole story. I'm going to tell you the whole story.
Tell the whole story, Chuck.
In Florida, and he wanted to be on the big Super Bowl
on the big stage.
Oh, man.
I want to be on this man. Why you let the cat out the bag, man?
Hey, Cadillac, you ain't got to worry about it. Treat them niggas like Golden Corral. You ain't got to stop at the steak. You know you can only eat mashed potatoes. Keep going till you get to the mashed potatoes.
Come on, Money. If you don't want to race until you get to Florida, you do that.
Check this out here, man. You stand down right now. We ain't trying to eat no mashed potatoes. I'm trying to eat steak. I want to eat steak.
If you don't stop, you know you can't chew no damn steak.
Hey, man.
Money, what about all the tracks he's going to pass up before he get to Florida?
I don't care.
He's going to treat it like a buffet. He's going to bypass the ribs and the chicken and everything. He's going straight to the mashed potatoes.
Hey, kid, check it out. It don't matter how many tracks I pass up, but that's where I want to go.
The last time I ran them, that's what we did with his money. We went and ate steak.
They went and ate good steak off me.
Mm-hmm. Sure did.
I can go eat a good steak off me too, so it don't matter.
You can't even bite a motherfucking steak. Quit lying.
Hey, Cadillac, that's a whole nother bet, man.
Man, they're gonna bet.
They gonna bet you can't chew a piece of steak, boy. You had that steak in your mouth splashing around. You be the choke trying to swallow it.
I tell you what, put that cash up there. I'll show you what I can do. That's all you got to do.
I want, hey man, I want to race, man. I don't give a fuck about all that.
Right, well,
hey,
hey man, hey man. Like I say, I'm gonna run that battery.
And he ain't on no liquid diet either. He like to chew his food. Your ass up there, Cadillac. Stop playing.
Hey, money. Hey, money, you going to sit down, man. Nobody talking to you.
I'm with you, Cadillac. Boy. Fuck that, man. If you want to race in Florida,
hey,
race him in Florida, man.
Hey.
Lock in, goddamn,
hey,
for
hey,
2039.
Hey, money. Hey, money. Hold on, money. Hold the press. Chuck already told you why I want to go to Florida. I've been there. I've been going there for 5 years.
Because they got good home cooking down there.
They got good home cooking. That track work. I just want to put my car, my 13-second car. I want all them people back there to see me make that 1740 pass. That's what I want to see. That's what
man,
I'm looking at.
You finna,
I got
you
all
want
them
everybody
people
to
looking.
Be down there at the track and fall asleep. Watching that motherfucker
go
down
the road. You can go around Dirty Road, Kellett.
Hey, Chuck, the whole stadium going to be asleep.
Yeah,
like you gave the whole motherfucking track one big motherfucking sleeping pill.
Hey, Chuck, I want to be about 8:30 at night, man, when them lights come, when them lights is beaming down on you, boy, and you sitting there with the stage lane, boy, getting up there on the tree. And that tree cut down, and they say, they thought it was going to make a pass.
Yeah.
You know, it sounds good now. It sounds real good. Hey, kind of like everybody got a dream. They just don't make it.
That's
good. I'm going to make mine, Chuck. I'm going to make mine.
King had a dream.
Like,
I'm going to
show them that 13-20 in the 8th.
In the 8th, 13-40. That's
all right,
shit,
all right,
car. That's
all right, car. Anybody?
Hey, Vic, that's
what I
want to do.
Hey, Cadillac, hold on, man. Is anybody else on here? Are y'all gone about talking about what's going on with the West Side of Michigan or whatever, man? I'm tired of hearing this shit. It ain't going to happen. Is anybody else still on here? I love you, Cadillac. But you done fucked my show up for tonight with this bullshit, knowing you ain't going to do shit.
Right. You got his show like your mouth.
Hey.
You got his show just like your mouth.
Nah.
It's all fucked up.
Eddie,
Big Eddie,
hey, man.
Get his ass a chicken nugget. He had to chew that motherfucker for about 3 hours. He won't say shit.
Hey, Eddie, why
you
coming on me like that? I'm just keeping it real, Eddie. But Eddie,
you
gonna tell me what I don't do, Eddie?
You killing,
Eddie?
You killing my show, man.
Man, I'm killing your show.
You killing my show, man.
I'm killing your show.
Come on, man. What are you trying to say, Cadillac?
That's why he took the show from you, because you was killing your own show. Now you're killing
man.
His show.
Oh,
man.
Oh, come on, Chuck.
Oh, man. Okay. Hey, man. Listen here, man. Hey, man. Whatever went down with the show, the best man got the show now. But it's one thing you remember. I started it, nickel. I started and I passed it on.
And I noticed the winter national, man. But when the man ain't racing and going to talk about he got to go to Florida to race a cottage local, man, you know that damn well. That's a goddamn dream.
But
come
Eddie,
on, man.
But
you
Eddie, you didn't hear what I said. You didn't hear what I said, Eddie. You didn't hear what
I
said.
Over and over again.
No. I said,
said.
I'm going to race my car
Cadillac.
In Florida,
okay.
Eddie. That's
okay.
what I
Cadillac
said.
Cadillac is not
I
what
just,
you know.
Eddie,
it's what
Eddie,
you can chew.
Hold on. Hold on. Hey, you know what?
Come on, man. Money.
Just because you ain't going nowhere, don't try to rain on my parade. I'm going to Florida with my car 2023 December. I'm going.
Well, Marge,
it's not what you know.
Don't have your parade and march your ass on down there. I ain't got nothing to do with that.
Okay, just keep your thoughts to yourself.
Let's get this real shit
brother.
Going right now. Let's keep this, let's get this real shit.
I'm telling the man want to race me. I told him to meet me in Florida. He said he ain't going to Florida, so he ain't going to race me. That's it.
Okay, so if
he
ain't going to go to Florida, why you
wrong.
Keep on throwing
Mute
Florida to him?
I ain't throwing Florida to him. I threw it to myself.
You gotta
just told you why I want to go to Florida.
You
got to
have another ultimatum. You can have some.
I ain't
got
to have no more
to...
ultimatum. My dream is to go down there and do what I do. That's all.
And that's nothing.
If you can't understand that, if you can't understand that, you need to get high ground, bro. That's what you need. Get in the high gear.
Mm-hmm. I got it.
Well,
I got a question.
You need to come up out them clouds because your ass dreaming like a motherfucker.
Not what you
Until
know.
You show me, I'll tell you. I'm sorry. I was wrong. I apologize if you show me.
Eddie.
Huh?
Eddie. I'm going to show you. You're going to apologize, too.
Yeah.
You're going to apologize because I'm going to show you.
Hold on, Ree. I got a question. I got a real serious question. Since you was talking about the South Side versus the West Side, I just want to know why everybody wasn't invited in this ordeal.
Well, you know, certain people was confident in who they're confident in, and they figure they can see the matchup they need to do what they need to do, and I ain't mad at that. But see, I can't go against the South Side or the West Side as far as myself because I'm the only South Side in my whole motherfucking crew. The rest of my crew is West Side, so I can't pitch into that.
That ain't what I'm saying, Eddie. I understand
what you're saying. I heard it.
That's cool. No, you must don't know.
No.
But you got no. Can I finish?
Go ahead, sir.
I'm just saying, why couldn't they? I mean, they invited. I understand it was certain crews, this, that, and other. But you got guys like Vic. You know what I'm saying? He's from Indiana, but Vic got a crew. You know what I'm saying?
They mentioned Vic.
Like me and Cal wasn't invited to the party. Vic wasn't invited to the party. Damn.
Cal was invited in the way. But they were talking about a certain class of cars, and Cal didn't fit that.
Oh, okay. Okay, it's just a certain
class. Yeah, you didn't fit that. They were talking about a certain kind of, certain style car.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Eddie,
so I can't go to the party.
What y'all thought? What party?
Sorry, you're at a party.
The South Side versus the West Side party.
Shootout.
So Vic can't go to the party? Vic can't go to the party?
Vic ain't South Side or West Side. And Vic made that clear to them when they started talking about it. Click say, Vic told them, I'm Indiana.
I don't want to go to the party no way because of COVID.
Oh, man.
I know that's right, Cal. But Vic made it clear to them, Chuck. They asked Vic, they said, who you ride with? He said, man, I'm from Indiana.
Yeah.
Leon from Indiana. They said, but Leon considered himself West Side. And that's true. So,
right.
I guess I'm a lone horseman then, goddamn.
Oh man, not the lone ranger.
That's what I was trying to tell Chuck, Rick.
I thought it was
a party. I want to go to the party. But I understand.
You gotta pull out that old body.
You can come to the party, but you can't dance. You can't dance, Chuck.
Hey, Chuck, they classified Leon. They said Leon considered himself a West Sider. And then they said when they go against Detroit, they can't conclude Leon because Leon is a spy. And the whole show went crazy.
Oh, come on, money.
The whole show went crazy. Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here. They ain't saying
Lord,
no.
Lord,
oh, God damn.
See that goddamn Leon, he said he a motherfucking double agent.
Oh, we got
a
hand up
there. 007.
Okay,
yep.
I don't
and
believe
the whole
that
show
shit,
hey,
I don't
Chuck,
believe
that,
that
show
shit.
Got so bad, I couldn't even ad-lib. I couldn't say shit on the side. Motherfucker told me to get the fuck out the way, and that's exactly what I did.
Oh, God damn. I
what happened
get
to
back
1025?
On the show just to find out what the fuck is happening. Damn.
Okay. 708-0007. Hey, how you brothers doing? It's Yakety Yak. I was just calling in to say what's up to you, brother.
What up, Yak? What up, Yak? What up, Yak?
On the phone. Don't nobody say shit. You might get beat up. Yeah.
Man, I ain't finna beat nobody.
Hey, I'm gonna ask you a question. Hey, Yak. Hey, Yak. What is Leon? Is he a West Sider? Is he a Michigan? Or what is he from last night? What is he? Let me know.
Man, they call Leon a spy, man.
<I don't>.
God damn.
That's hey, Yak. What you say my name for, Yak? What do you want?
Vic bust me out the other day on there. Vic holler got dog with Yak. Yak stay in Indiana now. So how y'all going to stay up there?
That's exactly what I said.
You ain't bust him out, did you, Vic?
Yeah, I know his whole goddamn address. 3444 First Street, goddamn. You are Indiana, motherfucker.
Hey. Them boys was so rough last night, man. I just was laughing. I was on the floor, man.
Yeah, that shit
on
was wild last night.
Wait a minute. Was this on Sam's show or just on the back line?
Sam's show.
And that Leon
I
got
to go
Ken
back.
Went at it, man.
Yeah,
I
got
to go back
at
and play this.
Any other time, they say the Block Talk Radio cut off at about 10:45, 11 o'clock. My motherfucker phone went dead at 12:15. They were still arguing.
Hey, it was too good to say. Damn, one finna hang up. It was too good. It was too good to
hear. He's on putting some more quarters in the machine. Somebody slid their bank card in there and just left it rushing.
Man, it was a nice
show
last night.
Hey, that goddamn skin was going crazy.
I went on a morning show, y'all, this morning. Vaughn clicked me on there, man. I can't mess with them guys. That's a show I can't mess with. They rough for me.
Oh, yeah, they rough.
Yeah, you got to have a thick skin. You got to have a thick skin on the morning show, man.
You got
to. I had to hang. Hey, Yak, you know I be listening to him, and I be laughing and ad-libbing. That motherfucker Deucey said something, man. I had to hang the show up. I just got off the phone, man. I ain't even click back over, man, and come back. Deucey and Dre was going at it. They got to talk about each other's mamas. I'm like, oh, no, let me hang up.
Money, you know you are a big contributor to the shit starting on the morning show.
So, Chuck, you know something had to be said to make me blush to where I hung the phone up.
Man, they rough, man. That's a rough show. You could deal with what come out them boys' mouth. You good.
Hey, Chuck, they got to going at it. My man said he was going to go get him some dead head. He said he was going to go to the cemetery and lay his balls on the man mama tombstone. I had to hang the phone up.
Wow.
I'm like, y'all is rough, man.
Dang, shit like that, man. Oh, they was rough.
They did. Yes, they did, Chuck. Yes, they did.
Dang.
Wow.
That's rough. Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Man, that morning show talk about your dog, your cat, your roaches.
Your cat could just got ran over by a truck. They gonna talk about his ass before he stopped moving.
So anyway, when is this South Side versus West Side gonna happen?
We supposed to do it at Von and Grip, Chuck.
Okay.
I guess we gonna go against Street Lugs and them. I like it, Chuck. It's gonna be fun.
Yeah.
It's gonna be fun.
That's what it's about. Having fun, do a little gambling.
Y'all gonna add any more cars in?
I hope they do. They're gonna make it better. They're gonna make it better.
Is it three or five cars?
It's five. The first three
okay.
wins, you know it's the first side get three wins, it's over with.
Oh, okay. Shit.
Yeah. Ain't gonna be fun,
that's
man. The way everybody talking now, by the time summer come, there should be some good racing. Good racing. We should if not, we're gonna see some good shit happen.
Yeah,
I might want to hear that.
Hey, yeah.
Yeah.
I told you there's only enough room over here for one first gen G body. Take your ass back to Chicago.
Rick, let me tell you something. Tell you just like I told them West Side motherfuckers. Lil Mo ain't no hoe, man. Lil Mo gonna
I didn't say it was no hoe, but I just told you. That is only enough room for one first-gen G-body in Indiana. And that's so tight.
So, Yak, what you going
to
tell him? What you tell him, Yak, when he plan on moving?
Yeah, he already moved.
I'm still in Indiana.
Yeah, but you wasn't that far from me. That toe tagger heard Little Mo moved over here. The toe tagger said, she got that armor brother. Got that armor brother and said, come on, Big, we got to go.
Toe tagger, it don't take long to come down the highway. I'll see you soon.
Hey, Big, you know Little Mo bad. When they sit on the side of toe tagger and it's sunny with Lil Mo at and goddamn it's raining on toe tagger, you better leave him alone, man. Chuck, what you tell him, Lil Mo took a whole bunch of ass whoopings to get where he at, bitch.
Hands down.
All I got to say about Lil Mo, that bitch got me paid all summer. Right now it sounds like about a battle of the motherfucking training days cause. Oh shit.
That's right. It's gonna happen this year. It's got to.
Yes, sir. We ain't gonna do nothing but goddamn it make it happen. Shit.
That's it. It's a race.
Well, fuck it then. Why don't y'all lock in and make it happen in Florida with Cadillac?
We was having a serious conversation, money.
That's what I want to tell you, man. Don't do me like you did Cadillac. I'm getting back up there. Don't whoop my ass to make me wet. You know, when I got my ass whooped by everybody, I tried to get right back up there and run them again.
Oh, we can go back.
You know,
this is the whole thing. Like I said, with that jackass, he ran his mouth so much to where I had to make him wear that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Hey, nigga, you just didn't want to go back, get it right, nigga, because you was scared of me, nigga, because you know what's going to happen. Keeping 100 old wannabe, nigga. That's it.
Cadillac, bite him, Lack.
Yeah.
Bite him.
I was scared. I'm sorry, Cadillac. You the man. I apologize.
Hey,
I apologize.
Man,
I apologize.
Man,
but we got to make that happen. That's got to happen.
No, we gonna make that happen. That ain't no problem, Vic. One thing about me,
shit. We gonna try.
Oh, I know where you gonna go. I know we gonna go.
That ain't hey, oh,
that's
shit.
Never been a question.
Battle of training days. Oh shit, it's on.
They nip out the same color. I should have scraped goddamn it both names out the back window. We probably don't know who won down there.
Yeah.
Hey, shit.
Yes, sir. I
that
like that, though.
Some,
that's going to be some good action.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Man, I can't wait till we do that thing and run thing. I know we're going to be laughing, having a ball.
Yes.
Yes.
What about Vaughn on here?
I think they hung up.
He might have left.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We had some fun, man. Man.
Y'all going to add more content.
Man, I hope they do. I hope everybody want to get in there. Hope everybody. That way it'll be
y'all
a bunch
do,
of South out of West Side.
Mm.
Yeah, Vaughn tried to recruit me. I might have. I mean, Vaughn said he would go recruit me, so I might have to come on just so I can get into action too.
Right, come on. We're gonna have fun. It's all about having fun, man.
That's all.
Hey,
sure,
hey, yeah.
Hey, it's all about racing and having fun.
Showing up and showing out. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe you can answer this question for me. Now that Vaughn won the Midwest Grudge Racing Award, is he going to Disney World or you don't know?
He just came back.
He just came back
to
Disney World.
You know, Vaughn, you don't know what this year. He might send me. I might get that free trip.
I thought if he won the award, he might want to go to Disney World.
Hey, kids, you need to cut
that's
it out. You need to cut
true,
it out.
Yo. Hey, you know what he keeps saying? You hear what he keeps saying, right? Chicago. He don't just say the team. He says Chicago. He brought the belt back to Chicago, to us.
He said he got all of them. He got the belt.
Yeah.
He got the title. Everything. It's
everything.
All in the Midwest, and it's all
Chicago.
Up here.
Yes, sir, to Chicago. Yep. So that means for everybody.
Yeah, including you, Cadillac. Include
that's
you,
what
Cadillac.
A real hey, money. That's what a soldier do, baby. That's it, baby.
Yeah.
Hey, man, that's nice. That's real nice.
Yeah,
couldn't
have hold on, Cadillac. And then probably at Vaughn race, it's probably gonna be the G body belt back up again. That's
Chuck,
the shit I want.
I tried to get my G body belt back. They won't give it to me.
Mm-hmm.
That boy took that belt and gave it to one of his buddies.
But don't worry about it, because Jeremiah said, y'all talking crazy, he going to get the belt back.
Jeremiah ain't going to do shit.
I told Jeremiah, just put the belt up and then put some money up and race me for it.
Jeremiah ain't going to do nothing.
No,
Jeremiah said he don't want the G-body
Jeremiah.
Belt. He got the G-body suspenders.
Oh, okay.
I told Jeremiah, get the Bobby Cole raised. I'm going to take toe tag and blow his ass out.
Oh, shit.
Hey, yeah.
And what was the answer, Vic?
Hey, yeah. He going, but he's not taking his car.
He's not taking his car.
Yeah, he's going, but
he's
not taking his car.
He's not taking a car. Yeah.
Shit. Maybe he ain't got enough money to fool the cop, Vic.
That's a lie. He's supposed to be rich. That motherfucker say he print his own money. On Facebook, he own his own money.
You know, he sure said it. He put a picture of the money with his face on it.
Yeah.
That's
He say worthless. Oh, man, I'm going to make you look that shit up.
Chuck, y'all, that'll be one motherfucker with on the news going to jail.
Yakety yak. When is did Vaughn got a date already? When is Vaughn race?
I got to check with him and see.
I think about the same time it was last year. It is 17th.
Yeah,
or,
yeah.
No, the holiday weekend. The holiday weekend.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Well, you know, our race is June 16th, 17th, and
right.
I definitely
right.
want you guys to be there.
Oh,
huh?
We're coming. You have to know that we be there. We
race around
the y'all get involved with
September.
That.
Well, hold on,
yeah,
Eddie.
I hope y'all get involved. Hold on, Chuck. Let me finish this. I hope y'all get involved with that shootout we got going on and everything. I know you had the particulars. I got to get back with Vaughn and try to get all the, little rough edges out of it. I think we just about got it set up the way we want to set it up. But, we got anything on 29s or smaller shootout, and we got a Damien Driver shootout so far. And there might be a couple more things coming along. This is just something we already started going with. So we hope y'all consider coming in and getting on in the shootouts and stuff too, man.
We coming.
Then the bowling party coming up real soon, ain't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's
25th, 27th, or something like that.
The 25th
of the month. But I got one question. Whose race is in June?
Yes, sir.
I said, whose race is in June?
Leroy and Big Sam. Leroy and Big Sam clocks off, man.
And what day is that?
The 16th and the 17th. Everything gonna go down on the 17th. That Saturday. The 16th, you can do grudge racing all day long or whatever.
Okay.
Okay.
I just wanted
and also,
I just wanted to get the
also on
break.
The 17th. Yeah, also on the 17th. Grudge racing is definitely first priority. So all y'all got to do is come on with it, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. So pass that word around for me. The shootout is on a Saturday.
Oh, okay.
Okay,
I got a dumbass question.
Come on.
Is it shootout track rules?
Yes, sir. The shootout is not only track rules, and just so we don't get too many of them cars that people don't want to see, is all nitrous. I mean, if you think you can do it on horsepower, we accept that, but no booster car, sorry, Eric.
All right.
So it's all.
I just want to know y'all doing track rules now.
Yes, sir. Track rules. Yes. I got you, Chuck.
You got damn
yes, sir,
right.
Track rules.
Yeah, you don't have anything booster cars or booster cars allowed.
Boots cars allowed. They can come in grudge race all they want. But if they want to try it out that way, but on that shootout, if I put booster cars on that shootout, goddammit, all them boys that come from up north with them cars, man, running two and shit, and these boys ain't going to get in the shootout, man. If we figure we can get enough cars to run a booster class, then we might throw something out there and see what happens. Yeah, we was really thinking about having a anything, run with your brum. So we ain't set well on that yet, but That damn sure gonna bring some booster cars and everything else. You have Draxon and everything out there. Shit.
I don't get no fuck about no.
Anything to see two cars go down the track at the same time is worth the money. Right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's
gonna be nice.
And then if you motherfuckers don't feel like y'all got enough, get y'all ass down to Alabama the week after that for tape break.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's all.
I'll take out this thing in Alabama.
Yep. Up to 22nd and 23rd. Your ass will be there, you know.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Mm. I got to be there.
We got to go beat back on the South. That's all. Mm-hmm. I've got a little action going on up here, Eddie. I might have to stay home a little bit.
Yeah, be worth your while.
Oh yeah, you know. You know, I got my man, whichever way. Yeah, so I'm gonna be there.
Yeah. Okay.
I just gotta know the rules. I gotta know the rules.
I got you, Chuck.
Hey, Chuck, how's my boy doing, man? Is he getting his car together? My boy Albert. Albert Johnson.
Huh?
Albert.
You heard my answer.
Oh, man. No, I think my phone went out. I heard a long pause.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah. Oh, that's cool, shit. I just get a kick out of seeing Albert there, man.
You know, circumstances change, you know?
Oh, yeah. That's my man. Hey, hey,
like
Chuck, him. I went downtown for court, man. I went downtown for court. I went to check in, man, and walked up to the bench and looked up and locked eyes with Albert.
Yeah.
Me and him talked to each other, man, like we were paying bills over the motherfucking phone. Man, next time we seen each other, we laughed like a motherfucker. He's like, yes, sir, how are you? I'm like, hi, I think I'm here to check in. Oh, what's your name? Here you go. There you go. You're checked in. You're ready to go. I'm like, thank you, sir. You're very welcome. I seen that motherfucker. He said, man, I laughed my ass off. I said, you just don't know. I was, too. Them white folks looking like, oh, he's so mannerable. I'm like, boy, they need to see us on a Sunday in Indiana. Bitch ass nigga, y'all ain't doing shit. You crawling motherfucker. Y'all bet something. They be like, oh, yeah, they hate each other.
Oh, you know when you have work, you got to do what you got to do.
Oh, yeah. You put that bill paying voice on, shit. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I need a little cake.
Yes, sir.
Y'all race. See if we can get some shit going on.
Okay. Yeah, we still working on it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good. I mean, yes, June is kind of empty. Well, no, June ain't empty. That'll be the third one in the month. So I'll be ready.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I should be ready for Vic by then.
Uh-oh. Nobody fast like Mudbone. Nobody.
Well, hell, since Leon sold his car, you need to put his ass over there and have some fun with that motherfucker. Yeah.
Nah, I got my people over there.
Leon say he got another car.
Okay. I got you. I hear you, man. Shit. That's probably the biggest surprise I heard all year when he sold his car. I said, yeah. I never thought that.
Yep.
I had to call him my goddamn self. I hate to see it go.
Yeah, I say they treated him like the Sopranos. They made him an offer he couldn't refuse.
I ain't mad. He gonna get something else. That shit works. Man, do I hear Terrio in the background?
No, I ain't heard Terrio on my show in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Oh, Chuck, I got a question for you. Vic still on here? Well, Chuck, with the stealing of these Hyundais and the Kias, right? You know, they're doing a whole lot of stealing.
Yeah.
Don't you think there should be some kind of way you can put a cutoff switch on them so they won't, you know, start up?
Oh, that's very easy. But the cutoff switch ain't gonna do the thing, because the time they bust the right rear back window out and tear the column up, they still out of $2,000 to fix them.
Yeah, that's true too. But I'm saying they won't be able to drive off with the cars.
Yeah, but
it would have to be towed away or whatever.
They need to go get them a club, man. The club will help.
Yeah, that would help too,
money.
You could put a cutoff switch, is very easy on it, but the damage is already done. They don't know you got a cutoff switch, so they're gonna knock your right rear back window out and tear your column up. Insurance company out of $2,000.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but they can't go do a drive by with it.
Right,
well,
they can't
take the car, but you got to think of the consumer. The consumer is still out of $2,000.
You're gonna be out of a lot more if they drive away with the motherfucking car, or whatever.
Well, one thing if you got a car. And you pay insurance, the car does not belong to you. It belongs to the insurance company.
Mm-hmm.
So you are absolved of everything. Somebody take my shit, I say, I'll call State Farm. Your car missing. Y'all better go find it. That shit do not belong to you when the insurance company is binding it to you. It belongs to the insurance company.
Mm-hmm.
Now it'll fuck up a lot of people when they shit get towed up, and they can avoid it. But come on, man, you talking about people that got kids in 9 days? They ain't trying to put no alarm on it. They don't give a fuck, and they can't afford it.
Mm-hmm.
They can't even spend the $25 to buy a club. So you know, that's just real shit.
You gotta go old school, Chuck. You buy a chain and a two padlocks and wrap that bitch around the brake pedal.
Hey.
And, and wrap that chain around the steering wheel.
That's old school. But you gotta remember, these motherfuckers driving these kids in Hondas, they bought some shit to get them around, and that's all they gonna do. They gonna blow that bitch up, ain't gonna change the oil. They just buy a car to drive them around, and that's exactly what they do.
Throwaway car.
That's it. It's just like a goddamn Chevy Chevette and a Ford Escort. It's a throwaway car.
Yep.
You get 100,000 miles, you good.
Well, I was saying, it got to be something where they can stop these motherfuckers from stealing all these cars, man. Got to be.
Press charges and lock their ass up when they get caught.
Yeah, you could stop them.
They don't slap them on the wrist and send them on about their business.
But the damage they going to do to them trying to steal it is expensive as hell.
Yeah.
So the only way you gotta do is, like money say, wrap a chain around it, put a club around it, all that shit. Put a little fake alarm on it. You know, you can buy them things.
The little flash of red light.
They'll flash all night. They ain't gonna fuck with it.
They tried to get my neighbor's car. That shit was still sitting out front with a busted window, and they tried to get in the middle of the deck.
Yeah.
She got a sister that stay next door to me. I asked, do you got a garage out back? She was like, no. I said, oh, okay, well. And then I seen her walking across the street. I said, she must have her car over there in her garage, her sister's garage.
Man.
It wasn't going to stop getting on the street, though, when she take it out of there and go to work or whatever.
Yeah.
Hey, kid. Them cars are so easy to steal. It's easier than stealing a fucking 69 or 67 or a 67. At least they had metal around the collar. Them bitches all plastic. You don't need nothing.
In a matter of minutes, they had her window broken. They had the steering column stripped. And they was about ready to pull off from that motherfucker. And somebody
took a motherfucker 40 seconds to steal it. 40 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And they drove that bitch off.
Yeah, I guess somebody got scared because they was like, well, shit, the guy that was working on the house next door to them said he pulled up and somebody was jumping out of it and they left.
Yeah, they just little drop off car. So, they ain't gonna spend the money to put alarm on it, and they ain't gonna buy a club. So they know what they got.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, fucking ain't worth fucking putting an alarm on that bitch.
Yeah, it ain't.
They'll put a full cover jump and hope a motherfucker tear it up so they can get cashed out by State Farm. They can go get them a motherfucker. A real car or a truck.
Hey, money, you had the right idea, but none of them motherfuckers that buy a Kia or a Hyundai got GAP insurance. So they going to pay the $14,000, but they going to say, well, you still owe
$6,000. Damn.
And they going to nail their ass. That's it. Oh, you know nothing about GAP insurance? Well, you should have learned. You should have asked somebody.
Right.
Now you're going to be on PACE and Metra and CTA and all the other shit that move around.
And still have a car note.
That's right. Exactly. Now your credit is already a 668. Now you're going to drop to a 622. Yeah. They don't give a fuck. All that car was to do was get them around.
Damn, man. I can't wait till my credit get high, man. Well, I can get up to a 622.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's why your ass is on the cruise.
Yeah, I was right. Throwaway, Chuck.
Yeah,
you should have
Coca-Cola budget.
I commandeered a hover round and just rolled up there, man. I told him, just like getting on the bus, I'm with them.
I got this part.
Now, Money, I got this question for you, Money. Now, how is it that you can pull into a gas station, you got your baby in the back seat, and leave a motherfucking car running and go inside the gas station? How dumb is that?
That's crazy shit.
Kid, that's some dumb ass shit. That's the dumbest shit in the world. Man, when my sons was little, I had to go in a gas station for some shit. I was putting their motherfucking coats on, putting their jackets on and shit. That one piece body snowsuit. They look like that little fat kid on motherfucking Christmas Carol, the movie where he couldn't put his arms down. And then I go in the gas station, get a pop, and come back and have to undo all that shit. There's no way.
Yeah. I mean, how do you do that? You pull into a gas station, leave your motherfucking car running, you get out and go inside the gas station, and your child's in there with the car running, and a motherfucker walk up there and steal.
Hey, kid, what you doing and what me and Money and everybody else doing is giving this guy credit for having the same amount of common sense as we do, but we just seen that's not right. That's not true.
Yeah. Hey, kid, hold on, Big Mark. I got one for kid. Hey, kid.
What?
How the fuck can you own a business? You own a funeral home.
Put
the motherfucking body in the back of the funeral car.
And leave
the motherfucker outside and let the motherfucker steal it and drive the motherfucker
all
the way to 83rd Street.
All the way back to Chicago.
They had
to Chicago.
They had to thaw him out. They wanted to make sure he was warm.
Hey, Chuck. Then the motherfucker took his ass and propped his ass up over there on 83rd Street.
Yeah.
They finally found him. His ass was sitting there like Weekend at Bernie's. His motherfucking legs crossed.
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, all right.
Man, it's a trip out here, man. It is a trip.
And now, this is the messed up part. Motherfucker, steal a body. Steal a car.
Mm-hmm.
Take the body, come to the city. You reported, then the motherfucker get investigating you. They on the news talking about, well, kid has had several incidents with the law. He's had several brushes. He's being investigated. Wait a minute. Kid, ain't he the victim? They trying to just put it on somebody.
Oh, man.
They were trying to put it on the dead body.
Right. The dead body should have known he wasn't supposed to be going over there. He should have stopped.
Okay.
Yeah.
Uncle Lightfoot say somebody gonna get this case.
Well, you know, common sense ain't common.
Ain't no such thing as common sense no more.
Nope.
Hey, man, look, I went up to Food for Less an hour and a half ago on 87 and Dan Ryan. There's police everywhere. They said these motherfuckers been started rioting up in Jules because of that boy getting killed. So they had to shut Jules down and shut down all them big stores up there.
They wanted to do that anyway, Mark.
But they were riding in Jewel, but Mark ain't telling you. They were just riding in the dairy section. They were stealing eggs.
Yeah, there you go, Money. Hey, what the fuck is Mark going out at 9 o'clock at night at Jewel? That's the question.
Oh, man.
They were riding in the dairy section. They were stealing eggs.
Shit, $7 a goddamn dozen. Yeah, no, I was going to Food for Less, and shit, you know, you had to go through a detour because the police had Home Depot and all that shit shut down, man. You couldn't
Mark
just get in, but one way to
Chuck.
Get in the mall is one way out.
Mark,
did they go in the Home Depot?
I want that TV dinner.
I got to go.
Chuck said, Chuck, Mark said, I want that Hungry Man TV dinner, goddamn it. You get three pieces of chicken. Goddamn it, I'm going to give you two of them. Fuck that. Shit.
No, I actually went to get that damn jumbo 10-pound bag of ice. That's what I went there to get.
That's what you're telling us.
He said,
football weekend, football weekend. Got to have that ice to keep that beer and stuff cold in the cooler, man. You should know that.
Oh, yeah, that's what they make refrigerators for.
I'm loaded. Got both.
The sad part about it is, they've already fired the motherfuckers in charge of murder, so ain't no need to clown.
Yep.
What you clowning for now?
Man,
right.
They wanted to do that. They were looking for any kind of excuse to steal this shit.
Excuse. There you go, kid. You hit it right on the button.
Man, please. They way up here, goddamn in Chicago and shit. That shit happened down there in Memphis. Half the motherfuckers probably don't even know what the fuck happened.
Police could have opened the door because a black man was shitting in the bathroom. They would have started the riot.
Yeah.
Man, tell me about these black people, man. I'm telling you, they're a trip.
Just hope they don't tear up shit. You know what I'm saying? Just to get some shit.
Right. If you accidentally come across a 75-inch flat screen TV, look for me. I'll be in the black Tahoe with the tinted windows.
Hey, but if you don't get one, man, don't get one from North Riverside or down there in Bedford Park or something, man. Don't get none from the neighborhood, man. Then when we want to go to the store tomorrow, everything all shut down and show up.
I ain't prejudiced. I don't know where they're going to get it from. Just know this. I got this motherfucking money in my hand. I'm willing to spend it. They say you're supposed to spend it. Hey, Chuck, they say you're supposed to spend your money, spend your black dollars in the black community. That's what I plan on doing.
Right. When they bring it to you. Yeah, when they bring it to you, I got you. Yeah, I just hope they don't fuck up too much shit. You know?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, it's crazy, man.
Yeah, it's stupid, man. It is real stupid.
Then the dumbass shit they do after they do it, like when they went down there and stole all them purses downtown and then all that Gucci shit. And what the first thing they did? They put it on Facebook and the Internet, and they caught the shit out there.
Yeah.
Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah.
I didn't know all them motherfucking person like that had fucking serial numbers. Them bitches ran the serial numbers.
Yeah, that shit was crazy. Yep.
Yeah, they all got them in the bottle. You know, they got to find some way to trace that shit.
Yeah, man.
Man.
Yeah. Oh, I'm finna get ready to get off this phone, fellas. I got to get my black ass up early in the morning.
I gotta go to work. Anybody like Philadelphia while I'm on the phone?
What?
You hear that, Chuck?
You ain't got no job.
I said, anybody like Philadelphia while I'm on the phone?
I'll take Philadelphia for 200.
Who is that?
Leroy.
That ain't your chump ass motherfucker. You can call me any day.
Chuck, you mean.
Right. Yeah, I got to take my ass. I got a motherfucking job, man. So I got to go to work.
Yeah, you like Tommy. You like Tommy. You ain't got no job.
He ain't got no damn job.
Nah, man. Not like Tommy on Martin.
Yeah, yeah, man.
Y'all know I got a job. Shit. I got to get up in the morning. I'm old, man. I can't stay up no more.
Yeah, man.
Goddamn, Chuck got to be like an old motherfucking Buick. He gonna have to get up, sit on the side of the bed, let them motherfucking knees and joints and shit warm up. Then
all
he
that.
Gonna get up and stretch, and then get the
all
day
that.
Started.
I gotta take my baby aspirin, and then I'll be good in an hour.
not the bad.
Hey money.
Yeah.
I take a St. Joseph's aspirin every morning. You know the little baby aspirin.
No, man.
Yeah, that little pink motherfucker. Thank you.
Yeah,
goodness
every
for St. Joseph.
I take the baby ass one every morning. Shit. I ain't trying to die.
I can't take no baby ass, and I ain't got no motherfucking room on my dresser. I got so many other motherfucking pills I got to take. I ain't got no room.
Oh, man.
Hey, they had
no
me on the low-dose
aspirin,
but then they took me off of it.
Mark, you were taking them low-dose aspirin. You were washing them bitches down with a cup of gravy, man. No, you ain't supposed to do it like that.
They defeated the purpose.
Chuck bad enough. He washing his aspirin down with a Miller Genuine Draft.
Hey. You know I got
that's,
no,
that's
I got
whole
a lot of
life. Motherfuckers in my pants pocket and put that shit through the wash and the dry. I'm still picking fucking aspirins out the fucking dry.
Yeah. Gotta do something. I want to make it so I can see all the young guys come up. That's all.
Mm-hmm. I ain't mad at you.
Thank you, Chuck. I appreciate them words of encouragement.
No, dog. I mean, you know, that's it. Shit, you know, damn near everybody's
you know,
now. Damn near 60.
You know, us young guys gotta keep up with everything.
Yeah, you know.
Listen to that damn Mark. That damn Mark is the oldest guy on this phone right now. He look like the youngest. I want to be like him, goddamn
it. Yeah.
Hey, sure. Buddy, don't get me wrong, man. I'd be so glad to wake up in the morning. I don't know what to do. I pinch myself every day.
Hey, Mark, you ain't got to tell me shit.
Hey,
I start off the morning saying thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Yo.
Hey, you see that damn Mr. Wonderful went 396?
Yeah, I seen that.
In the three second club, that damn Mr. Wonderful.
Hey, I've been watching.
It ain't nothing. I did that in my Trans Am. I did a 396 to the 60-foot.
Oh, okay.
Somebody got a hand. I can't believe somebody got
about?
A hand up this time of night. I damn near fall asleep.
I can't believe the phone opened up this time of night.
Right, exactly.
Mark, let me try. Yep. I think it opened up.
You did it.
Call
you did the 396 in the flying mile.
Hey, Chuck, I did a 396 in a 60-foot.
Damn.
3 minutes and 96 seconds.
Oh, 406, who we got?
Hello.
Oh, 406, I know who that number is. Gerald, come on with it.
Who that?
Your mic is open.
Oh, Gerald.
Gerald, your mic is open.
I don't know, maybe it didn't open. I thought they ain't open up after 10.
No, usually after 11. If you own, they'll open up. You know, as long as you get in before 11.
Oh, okay.
But I think Gerald probably fell asleep and his head nodded and hit the button, one button.
Right.
Man, fuck Gerald. He living in the
light. Is it not 11 yet? It ain't not 11?
No.
What time is it, man?
3 minutes
to 11. Oh.
That damn Chuck sounded disgruntled. He told some fuck Gerald. He moved to Iowa. He wrong
yeah,
for that.
Yeah. Ohio.
How you going to get mad at the man because he done upgraded? Chuck
hey, I'm happy for him because he say he got a nice layout. Shit, I'm happy for him.
Yeah.
He ain't got to pay these. He ain't got to pay these motherfucking Chicago taxes. He good. Yeah.
I'm telling you.
See,
man, yeah, Uncle, where you at, man?
Uncle Lightfoot ain't discriminating.
Yeah, they sucking
yeah,
the life
dude,
out of I.
Little dude.
Yeah.
Little dude, the motherfucker.
Yeah. All right, Ed and fellas, I'm going to cut y'all loose, man. It's past my bedtime.
Yeah.
All right, man.
Yeah. I'll let y'all after San Francisco whoop his ass, though.
So. Oh, who's San Francisco going to whoop?
They're going to whoop Philadelphia.
Oh, okay. So it's going to be San Francisco and Cincinnati in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Yep. And then yep. Cincinnati going to step on out the back door with it.
Deposit.
Hey, Chuck, you know I got your phone number.
Yeah, I know. I know. I'm going to San Francisco all the way.
All right. Don't
all
be
right.
like the Dallas Cowboys, man. Out there kicking your
what?
Motherfucking TV Sorry. Off the stand and shit.
With the cowgirls, they ain't doing nothing. You know that.
I got to tell that boy where he's going to sit down.
Yeah. All right, man. I'll let y'all later.
All right. Later.
All right, man.
All right.
Yeah. Well, I guess I might as well get ready to shut this one down.
Okay. Hey, what time that football game come on tomorrow? Anybody know?
Yeah. Tomorrow.
Is it a morning game, a mid-afternoon, evening game? Well, I can find it on the computer. I'll look it up.
Yeah, probably.
They ain't playing
for
Sunday.
Evening game.
Both games Sunday.
Yeah,
both games
Sunday.
I
ain't never seen the lottery no more. TV no more.
6 in the morning, 1 to 7. Sunday morning.
You might better ask Alexa now. That's crazy.
Hey, Mark. Yes, sir. Hey, I got to run upstairs. This is Gerald. What's going on? Hey, everybody. I've been listening.
Hey, Gerald, what's up, man? How you feel?
I'm all good. How's the weather up there? I got to run up there tomorrow. Is it bad up there or is it?
Man, it's cold. Now, the streets are dry. It's a little icy out right now. I just come in the house. It's a little icy.
No,
supposed
to get snow tomorrow. Supposed to get snow tomorrow.
What time is it going to come in up there?
Shit, I think around about 12 or 1 o'clock afternoon snow.
They talk about 4 inches, ain't they?
Oh, damn.
Not quite. Two to four.
What?
Okay. That shouldn't be too bad, I think. Okay.
Whatever you do, don't come on 60.
Huh?
Don't come on 65 because it's always fucked up.
On the building.
Yeah, I'm debating on 65. I might come 30. Yeah.
Hey, Gerald, do you ever listen to 780 AM? They give you the weather and they give you the traffic every 8 minutes. And
okay,
it's on FM, it's 105.9 FM. That's
That saves me a lot. Let me know ahead of time on accidents and weather conditions, and it helped me detour a couple times, too, before I ran into this shit.
Okay, hey, so
I'm 24
on.
Hours.
Can
any, 7
if I, you can pick it up any time. Okay.
You
know what I mean? I can pick it up down here?
If you can't pick it up down there, you definitely come in as soon as you hit Indiana to come on.
Okay. Because Indianapolis don't look too bad getting toward Indianapolis. I got some up there back in plane, so I'm just trying to debate if I'm, they said the weather's kind of goofy up there, so I was trying to debate. Oh, man.
Hey, man. How you normally come here?
Don't worry
how you
about
normally come
shit.
Here, Jill?
We, 70 to 65.
Oh, okay.
Anywhere up to 65, yep. Yeah.
Up there around Crown Point and shit, goddamn it. It's always fucked up that way.
Yeah.
Boy, that goddamn 65 ain't nothing to play with when this weather gets bad.
Yeah.
Man,
yeah,
don't worry about that
yeah,
shit.
Okay.
Put the hammer down and come on, man. Don't worry about this shit. Put the hammer down and come on, man. Blow through that
yeah,
shit.
I'm coming up and coming right back home. It's dry down here. We don't have no snow even on the grass down here. Well, I'm going to come up next, right back. I'm going to try to see. Can I make it back? It was 51 degrees yesterday.
Oh, man. Bring some of that with you.
Damn. Yes, sir. I'm going to keep that to you, sir.
I got to get up and come back. Yes, there ain't no snow on the ground here. Not even on the grass. It's dry down here. I want to keep it that way. I'm just trying to get up there and get back.
Okay. How many miles is it? About 300 some miles for you, Jill?
Uh-huh. Yeah, uh-huh. 3-something.
Okay.
5 hours. Yep.
Yeah, this time up there around Crown Point on 65, they got snow drifts on 65, goddamn, over around Crown Point.
I left out of there last year coming back home. It was 65 on the going westbound. It was all accident. And the whole thing shut down. And we were going down there looking on the other side. Man, I was like, man.
It was shut down earlier this morning. It was shut down this morning.
You got a pile up? You had a pile up down there?
Huh?
Yeah, pile up last year. It was trucks and cars everywhere. They was all piled
same
up.
Same thing. Same thing this morning.
Hey.
I believe they forget how to drive, goddamn it, over there in Indiana.
I don't know, man.
Sorry
about that.
Sorry about that, Vic. Sorry about that, Vic, if you're still on the phone.
Yeah,
well, Ed, I guess you can go and pull the plug on this one. Shit. It's nighttime.
Yeah, I reckon so, man. All right.
Yeah, it's midnight now. Ed, pull the plug.